Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The House fights.
It's time to redeploy and be ready.
Over Iraq.
Americans do not run.
Bill Gates logs off at Microsoft.
I want to spend more time on foundation efforts in the future.
Offering a different prayer. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the rhetoric has often been tough and partisan as the House moves toward a symbolic vote on the Iraq War. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the story from Capitol Hill.
The unprecedented 10-hour debate has been at times emotional and showed sharp divides. New Mexico Republican Heather Wilson said, stay the course.
It is a choice between resolve and retreat. And for me and my family, I choose resolve.
New York Democrat Gerald Nadler says the war was a mistake and so is staying in Iraq now.
There is no compelling reason to send our young people to die to determine how to divide the spoils between the Sunnis and the Shiites.
The election year debate was politically charged, but today's vote on a non-binding resolution is strictly for show. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
I'm Steve Kathan. An open question in Iraq is what to do with the country's prisons. The U.S. has talked for months about turning over Abu Ghraib and three other American-run prisons to the Iraqis. But for now, it's all on hold. A deputy justice minister tells the Washington Post prisons controlled by Iraqis are overrun with Shiite militiamen from Basra to Baghdad. He says those militiamen have freed their convicted colleagues and have killed Sunnis. An American general says he won't authorize any changes until things get better.
In Iraq today, the U.S. military says it's nabbed an important insurgent leader implicated in the deaths of at least six coalition troops as well as Iraqi civilians. A conciliatory tone from Iran's president. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in China for high-level talks says the incentives offered by the U.S. and five allies to curb Tehran's nuclear aspirations are a step forward, and he will consider them carefully. What does Bill Gates do for an encore after building the world's reigning software giant and amassing the planet's largest fortune? He steps away from Microsoft. Gates has announced that within 2 years, he will be done with day-to-day involvement in the company.
Just as Microsoft took off in ways that I never expected, so is the work of the foundation, and it's growing rapidly.
Gates and his wife Melinda co-chair the foundation, which he began in 1994. CBS News tech consultant Larry Magnin says it could be a boon to philanthropy.
Frankly, I think this could be a very good move. If he puts the kind of energy into his foundation that he put into Microsoft, it could have a very positive impact on his foundation's causes, which are basically world health and better education.
House Democrats have voted overwhelmingly to kick Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson, an African-American, off the Ways and Means Committee as he faces allegations in a bribery scandal. But Congressman Melvin Watt, who chairs the Congressional Black Caucus, says he questions the legality of this unprecedented move.
Even after the debate, we still have not been pointed to a historical precedent where any member of Congress has been removed from their committee.
Jefferson has not been charged. Two men are behind bars for terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area in a series of sniper attacks 4 years ago, but that might not be the end of it. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Convicted sniper Lee Malvo has reportedly said he and John Muhammad shot four other people in cases that haven't been pinned on them. The Washington Post reports that Malvo claims to have killed men in California, Texas, and wounded victims in Louisiana and Florida during the months before the D.C. area shootings, but what's not clear is whether investigators have corroborated those claims. The pair killed 10, wounded 6 during their shooting spree. Nick?
For the Catholic faithful in this country, some of the prayers they've recited during Mass for more than a generation will change if new translations okayed by U.S. bishops are approved by the Vatican, which wants wording closer to the original Latin. An example,
the Lord be with you.
The response would become, and with your spirits. And here, before communion,
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you,
becomes, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
And now, the Lincoln Middle School.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Mandatory evacuations are taking place in an area of Sheridan this morning. Authorities will be blowing up a drum full of chemicals determined to be unstable. That blast will be occurring momentarily. An area will be closed off from U.S. 285 to West Oxford Avenue and South Santa Fe Drive to the Inglewood Golf Course. So if you're in that area, Be aware of that. You might be hearing something unusual this morning. RTD service also for both bus and light rail will be shut down for a time. Governor Owens has asked the U.S. Agricultural Secretary to declare 25 counties in the state a disaster area due to the drought, fire, high wind, and heat.
The governor made a similar request in May for Adams, Morgan, and Weld counties, where the impacts were seen almost immediately of the drought. Now 25 other counties have requested such designation as well.
Dan Hopkins with the governor's office says farmers and ranchers have been hit hard and they need federal help. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're looking pretty good on the highway drive this morning, but again, we do have that full closure of Santa Fe, both directions between Oxford and Hampton this morning for the removal of the hazardous materials in the city of Sheridan. Now that barrel just got blown up, so we are expecting these closures to be lifted fairly shortly. For the time being, good alternates include using Federal on the west side of Santa Fe and Broadway over to the east. But again, do expect delays as this closure gets lifted this morning. The rest of the drive is off to a pretty typical start for a Friday morning. The southbound I-25 commute on the north end right around 104th Avenue. Heading down towards 84th is still fairly light. 225 and C-470 are also in great shape. Today's forecast calls for...
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Store you come to.
The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, June 16th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Friday morning, and the high today, only 76. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms, so it looks like it's going to be a nice cool day today, and we can certainly use it, can't we, after how hot it's been this week. It's open phones here this morning. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. 303-713-7600. It doesn't make any difference. We've been promising to do nothing but straight open phones now for a couple of months, and usually on Friday, we always end up having two or three guests, and we never really get to straight open phones. So we'll either flop or fly here this morning on your amount of participation at 303-713-7600. Yesterday I went home and watched the House of Representatives debate, which was not really a debate, but watched the House of Representatives talk about the resolution to the Iraq War. Did anybody see any of that? And the talking points that John Boehner had put out, boy, you could see the Republicans using those talking points about cut and run and about the challenges to patriotism that they used, and some of the speeches that were given were absolutely ridiculous. And they talk about all of the progress on the ground, and you know, there was a bombing there yesterday. Actually, it was this morning, and I have it here somewhere in my pile of stories here about. See if I can find it. Here it is. This is this mosque bombing story. A suicide bomber struck a Shiite mosque during prayers Friday in Baghdad, killing at least 10 people and wounding 20 as violence persisted in the capital despite a massive security operation aimed at restoring order. Police Lieutenant Thayer Mahmoud said that the attacker blew himself up at the Bertha Mosque in northern Baghdad. Mahmoud said the bomber was wearing an explosive belt, but somebody else said that the bomber's explosives were in their shoes. He said the bomber blew himself up when confronted by guards as they were searching worshippers with shoes beside them inside the mosque. The streets of Baghdad were largely empty due to a four-hour driving ban supposed to prevent violence during traditional Islamic prayers held every Friday. Earlier, Iraqi authorities launched a massive security operation, including 75,000 troops fanning out on the streets of Baghdad and an extended curfew from 8:30 until dawn and a weapons ban. But you know what? Still, they had violence. You know, they still had violence, despite what was said. And this was the second time that this mosque has been bombed, too, by the way. So he said to listen to the Republicans yesterday with all of this crap about staying the course and about George W. Bush. And I sat there, and I must have watched the thing for at least 2 to 3 hours. I saw Mark Udall speak and saw some congressmen like DeFazio and others that we've had on this show as guests get up and talk. And they talked about the out of Iraqi coalition. And so still, they're going to be debating more today. And the vote should come sometime today on this resolution, which is basically just a politically derived document to embrace our course, our current course in Iraq, and our current course with the White House. Let's go to Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Terry. What's up?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
You know what? Yesterday I called about the Hey Joe thing.
Oh, yeah, the Leaves.
And I was wrong. You were right. The Leaves actually recorded that song first.
They did do it first.
They did do it first. Tim Rose came later, and but I was wrong. But it's interesting. I mean, everybody. There were a lot of fans that were scrambling around wanting to record that song, and the Leaves weren't even going to record it until there was another L.A. band. I can't remember the name, but they were going to record it, And they said, screw this, we're going to record it, because they were friends with the birds. And the birds were going to record it. So the leaves were actually first, and I was wrong.
Oh, well, you know what? And now Todd's not here to hear this either.
I know.
He's not here today to hear this whole thing. But I didn't know yesterday that whether I was right or I was wrong. I just remember as being a kid, I just remember being that was the first version that I ever heard on the radio. And then years later, but 4 or 5 years later, whatever it was, 6 years later, when Hendrix came out with Hey Joe, then I remember thinking, oh, you know, boy, I remember that Leaves song called Hey Joe. So, I mean, that's the only reason I know about it, no other reason.
Well, and, you know, they were an L.A. band, so, I mean, you were out there. They must have been really big in L.A. since they were the house band at Ciro's.
Right, exactly, Ciro's, and then also the club across the street. I can't think of the name of the other one. They used to switch off at both of them. It's Ciro's, which later became something else. Boy, see, now it's early in the morning, and you're digging in my memory, and I used to be able to, you're forcing my memory here, and I used to be able to have a memory of that whole scene there. Ciro's later became the place where, I believe Ciro's later became the place where they showed Hair on the Sunset Strip, but I'm not sure. But there was also another supper club. There was another one of those dance places across the street from Ciro's. Or maybe I'm thinking of Pandora's Box. Maybe that's the place I'm thinking of where the riots took place. But they later moved over there to play. But you're right, those bands used to play up and down the Strip and also Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, you know what? I got a question for you, because I'm not really sure about this. If you were the house band, did you play every night?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I think you did. I think that you used to play every single night. That was a really... Man, how do you describe what that place was like? That place was like really, because now it's so run down, that place was like really had some kind of magical buzz in the air there. You had all of these clubs and all of these kids and young adults, out on the Strip at night. And, you had things like you used to be able to stand outside. I mean, if you weren't old enough to get in, you could stand outside, like, say, for instance, the Whiskey A Go-Go and listen to the Doors, but you had to, like, you'd lean against the wall and listen to them because you couldn't get in because, you weren't over the age of 21 or 18 or whatever it is that they required at that time. Because, man, you got to remember, I was only, like, 16 years old.
Yeah.
There used to be this cat. There was this guy named General Wastemoreland, who was named after General Westmoreland, who dressed in this phony army suit with these plastic jets on his shoulders, who would hand out anti-draft cards. I mean, it was like this whole thing was going on, and the L.A. Free Press was going, and it was this whole scene. I don't know, maybe somebody who's up this early in the morning who grew up there remembers it. That's all I remember of it. There are books out that are about it that you can get that you can read about what went on in those days. But it was just a magical place, and there was just a lot going on there.
Yeah, I would have been interested, because, I mean, when the Leaves recorded that in 65, I was 8 years old. So, I mean, that time just seems like it was so incredibly progressive from a musical standpoint, if nothing else.
There was just so much going on. I mean, there's something new on the radio, like, every single day that seems like there was something new happening, and you just lived and died by what was going on, and, and you had your favorite disc jockeys, and you went through all of that kind of stuff, and progressive FM radio was just right around the corner. Freeform style FM radio was right around the corner. It hadn't quite hit yet, but it was just beginning to start. I don't know how big of a hit that Leaves song ever became. I don't know. There's these, there's these Joel Whitburn Billboard chart books that you can get where you can look up. I used to have them where you can look up and see where all these artists placed and where they came in, and you can look it up. I don't know how high that song ever got nationally.
Yeah,
I don't have any clue.
Who knows? But the other thing is really quick is the Leaves. I mean, Love. They also did a version which was
Arthur Lee and Love used to play on the Sunset Strip as well.
Yeah, and they, to me, they're a tremendous band, but they did it. And as a matter of fact, in Monterey Pop Festival in '67, the Byrds, when they were going to sing Hey Joe, And David Crosby actually, you know, before the song, he kind of gave tribute. He said the Leaves, and he says Arthur Lee, and he also said Tim Rose. So he goes, this is a song these guys have done, but we're doing it, you know. So it was kind of interesting.
Well, so Rose is part of it, but the Leaves were just the first group to put it down on vinyl. That's basically where that amounts to.
Yeah, so I'm glad they did it. It's a great tune.
It is a great tune. Terry, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Actually, what you should play by the Doors is Moonlight Drive. The reason you should play Moonlight Drive is because that was one of the first songs that Jim Morrison ever sung to Ray Manzarek as proof of his songwriting ability. When they met on the beach in Santa Monica in Venice, they had gone to film school together. How do I know all of this stuff? I don't know, because I just grew up in the area. What can I say? All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, let's get it on. I got three open lines at 303-713-7600. I'm becoming an old man here right before my very eyes. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Time.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score. It will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, this is for my buddy Terry out there. A little sample of the leaves on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll just play just a little bit of it. John Kirk doesn't like it. He's in there laughing at it.
I'm not laughing at it.
More big head talk wherever he might be. Probably in bed. All right, it's 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. High today, 76. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. It's going to be a nice, cool day here along the Front Range. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get into it. Let's go to Tom in Lakewood who's been hanging on. Tom, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you been, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Tom. How about you?
Not bad. You know what? This cool weather we're having, everybody's got me to thank for this because I just spent $1,100 fixing the air conditioning in my car yesterday.
That's the reason it happened.
So it probably won't get above 80 again for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, man. Isn't that the way? Isn't that just the way? Isn't that the way it happens?
The day it was 102, my car was in the shop getting repaired.
So. Oh, Lord.
Hey, listen, you know what, after 5 years, I think I finally figured out where Osama bin Laden is.
Yeah, where?
He's out there masquerading. He's on a book tour masquerading as Ann Coulter.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, but seriously, take a photograph of him and then put it up next to hers, and there is an eerie similarity between the two, and I'm getting really worried about this.
As I said before, I think she's got some kind of perverted, weird Tourette's syndrome. Oh, plus there's this other thing going on around about her. Have you heard about this? It's a website called The Rude Pundit. I've only looked at it once or twice. But the website, The Rude Pundit, claims that her current book, is full of plagiarisms.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
That she stole stuff from other people.
Maybe her and Ward Churchill collaborated on this.
Yeah, I don't think so. They probably kill each other if they're in the same room. But
I didn't see it. Did anyone see the? I guess she was on with George Carlin on Leno. I wonder how that went.
You know, Todd saw it, and I forgot to ask Todd yesterday about it. If anybody saw Ann Coulter with Carlin, give us a call at 303-713-7600 and tell us how it dished out. I didn't see it. I can't watch her on TV, man, because I can't take her seriously. That's number one. And I refuse to just be part of her whole media circus.
Well, no, and I don't understand why these news shows are even buying into this. I mean, they're just feeding her. But anyway, I have a way that we can fight back. Of course, we can't go out and buy her book.
No.
But there are things we can do, and I've already set my plan in motion, and it's called Mischief. I wouldn't advocate this, of course, to any of your listeners, but if you happen to be in a King Soopers or another store and you see your book on an end cap, you can do two things. Just take it and turn it around so we don't have to look at her ugly face. Or like I did, I just grabbed a copy and I moved it into the frozen fish section.
Yeah, somebody's going to call up and scold both of us. But they're going to scold me for laughing at at you.
And no, I would not ask. Of course, listeners, don't do that.
Don't do it. We don't advocate that you do that, do we? Wink, nod, nod, wink.
But it is pretty funny.
It is funny in the frozen fish section. You got it, man. You're the best.
Hey, Jay, listen, before I go, though, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day, man. You're all doing a great job. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. You got it, Tom. Take care, man. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you. See you, Jay.
All right. Bye. All right, put it in the frozen food section. Yeah, have you ever done that? Have you ever taken something like that? I've never done that, but, well, okay. I won't say I never have. Never's a long time. Let's go to Roger in Aurora. Roger, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Roger. How are you?
Good. I just thought, listening to that guy, I think I'll grab a copy and put it in the toilet paper section.
In the home toiletries area.
Yeah. I'm the deadhead that met you over at Dimitri's and enjoyed meeting you there.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sure. I remember you.
We got Turk to play some Grateful Dead, which was great.
Right, and we'll play some more Grateful Dead.
Yeah, and you guys ought to pick up Dick's Picks 36 from 72 show at the Philadelphia Spectrum. Very good. 4 CDs.
Oh, all right. What's the name of it again?
Dick's Picks 36.
Okay.
They're up to like 36 or 37 releases in the Dick's Picks series.
Okay.
So it's Dick's Picks 36.
Definitely check it out.
Very good live dead. I called to tell you about a book my wife bought me for Christmas out of the blue called Hippie by Barry Miles. Are you familiar with it? Because I wasn't.
You know, I'm not familiar with the book, but I'm familiar with his name.
Okay. It's a really wonderful book, and it covers the period between the year 65 and 1971. And it's just called Hippie, and it's put out by Sterling Publishing in 2004 was the copyright. And it says, to all the old freaks and hippies everywhere. And it covers both the political and a lot of mostly the music going on between that time, both in London and in America, New York and Los Angeles.
Wow, I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you got to get a copy. It's a really good good read. A lot of good old pictures, too, that he was able to come up with to intermingle. And just a wonderful, wonderful book. So I had to call when I heard you talking about Arthur Lee and love and some of the things that I read in here. So
yeah, definitely, man. What's the name of the book? Hippie?
Hippie.
Okay, by Barry Miles.
By Barry Miles.
Uh-huh. I'm definitely on it, man.
I think you'll enjoy it, Jay.
All right, Roger. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, you take care of yourself and have a good weekend.
Okay, you too, man.
All right.
All right, and we'll get some dead on for Roger. Because Kirk Turk loves the dead, too. So we'll put a little dead on coming up. Can we do that out of the next break? Okay. So 6:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones on a Friday morning, 303-713-7600. We've been promising this for the longest time. And then usually we end up plugging a guest in somewhere or another. But this morning it's all you. We decided yesterday to make a conscious effort not to put any guests in this morning, regardless of how big any stories were that were going on out there. So it's whatever you want to talk about. But what year were you born, Amelia?
1983.
Oh, my God. This stuff, you don't even, this is like all, you were like a wink and a nod in your father's eye back when this stuff was going on, man. 1983.
It was a good year, Jay.
God, I don't know. Where was I in 1983? I wasn't here, was I? No. Where was I? Was I in Chicago? No. I was in Florida, I believe. I was working at WFLA. Either that or TMJ in Milwaukee. Amelia, you're just a child. We can't even have any discussions about the counterculture with you because you don't know anything about it.
I know. I'm trying to learn.
Are you sorry that you missed out on all that?
No way. No way.
Well, because some kids are.
I'm not one of them.
Some kids are sorry that they missed out on it.
Well, I mean, how can you even put yourself in that perspective?
Well, I don't know. Don't you ever look at some parts of history and think to yourself, gee, I would have liked to have witnessed that?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm really happy that, you know, I've been able to see the things that I have, and I'll be able to see things way into the future, you know?
Yeah, you'll be able to see things a lot more after I'm taking a dirt nap. That's for
damn
sure.
That's what I was trying to say, but I was trying to put it very, nicely.
Yeah, you were trying to be very, very nice about it, right? But that's what you really meant.
Yeah.
Is that you'll be around to see things after Jay Marvin is long taking a dirt nap. Because what have I got? I'm 53, so maybe with a little bit of luck, I got 10 years left. 15
You're
at the most.
You're going to be around for a lot longer than that, Jay.
Well, we don't know. We don't know about that. I could be gone on Monday. All right, it's 6:33 here. It's 33 minutes past the hour. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thank you, Jay. Well, luckily, our earlier closure across Santa Fe is now completely reopened after that hazardous material was blown up in the city of Sheridan. But now we have additional problems on our drive. Now, we had a tire changer across eastbound I-70 right between Havana and Peoria with police on scene. Now, fortunately, that's gone from the drive, but the heavy traffic does remain in the area. Outside of that, southbound 25 is jammed up on the north end coming out of Thornton and North Glen between 104th and 84th, but you've still got a nice clear shot heading through downtown as well as the tech center. 225 is now jamming up both directions, southbound between Yosemite and I-25, and the northbound lanes of this highway are thick between Iliff and Mississippi. Taking a look at the forecast, we'll see highs up.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Herbs help this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you too. Fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaido Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Great place to buy a car. Mary and I have been buying there since the 90s. And you know what? We send all of our friends there as well. So if you want a good deal, you want to get a great car, you want to get the kind of car you want and pay the kind of money that you want to pay, Rocky's Autos is the place to go. They're just real good people. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Thanks to Lowe's, there's never been a better time to build a deck than right now. Hurry in for new low prices on select treated lumber. Get a $50 gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase over $500 worth of Choice Deck composite decking. Get 10% off all decking components and patio furniture. All gas grills are also 10% off. Plus, get free propane exchange and assembly. Use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, June 14th through July 9th. Offers may vary. See store for details. For the deck you've always wanted, hurry to Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Yo, this is Randy Jackson. When we searched the country for the best Oreo and milk jingles, there were some great renditions.
Ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
And there were some wacky ones.
Oh, ice cold milk and an Oreo cookie.
Want to decide for yourself? Check out specially marked packages of Oreos.
Hey.
And then head to Oreo.com for a chance to hang with me and win $10,000.
New purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 7 and older and 7-2006. Void where prohibited.
Hey.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There we go, a little Grateful Dead. On this open phone Friday, anything you want to talk about, I got one line open at 303-713-7600. High today, 76, partly sunny with thunderstorms, and it's good to have you along here this morning. Let's get back on the phones, and we go to Liz in Denver. Liz, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Liz.
I'm glad that my husband called in and admitted defeat this morning.
Well, I don't know if he actually admitted defeat.
Well, he's one of those music people that knows everything, and he hated that he was wrong, but I told him, you got to call him first thing. But my favorite Birds version, or Hey Joe version, is the Birds at Monterey Pop, just because McGuinn sounds so angry on the Rickenbacker.
Yeah, I love the Birds, too. I'm a huge Birds fan.
Yeah, but the live, I don't know, just something about the live version, although I've always liked the quicker version anyway. And, you know, to all those people who get a little upset about us talking about music, you know, lighten up. Sometimes it's like, you know, you need a diversion, and it's kind of nice.
I know, and I think we should do more of it.
Well, and you know what? It has a lot to do with culture, so it ties into everything. But I was calling because I did see the Ann Coulter, George Carlin thing, and, you know, it was really funny because George Carlin was very conspicuously out of the picture.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, it was like it was as if he wasn't even there.
So he didn't take her on at all?
They had the picture so skewed on her that it's like, and then one time when they went to a break, you could kind of see him making a face like, oh, my God. And then at the very end of the show, you could see him, he was, blowing in his hands and everything like he was real cold.
So he, and, but he did, but he basically did not, he basically did not engage her.
No, I mean, like I said, it was as if he wasn't even there. And I think that was more of an NBC thing than anything because, you know, he kind of did, he did his stand-up thing, and then she came out. The thing that was so offensive about it was how loudly everyone was cheering for her. I mean, more loud than, you know, most of the time, you know.
Well, Jay Leno, doesn't Jay Leno have a tendency, though, to draw more of a conservative crowd?
Well, that's what I think. You know, but it was a little offensive that here this person that spews so much hate and people are just cheering her on. And for those of the people who think that she could be a crossover, you know, have you seen how skinny she is? I mean, she's disgustingly skinny. Well, when you're that skinny, your Adam's apple sticks out. But I mean,
yeah, she
looks 70 pounds soaking wet. I mean,
she's just a person who has no. I mean, nothing embarrasses her. I mean, she's got no
morals.
Well, I don't know ethics. There's no limit to what she'll say or do, and she'll stick to it to the very end. And even if she doesn't have an answer, she'll stick to it. And
well, all she kept saying was that I just can't believe liberals. You know, they're taking out that one chapter when they're not bothered by the word godless. And it's like,
well, you know, there's some liberals, though, that are bothered by it, I'm sure.
But to me, it's just the name of the book. I mean, I don't even think about it because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are not godless, and if you are, big deal. It's really none of your business.
Well, I'll go back to what I said originally. You know, she said all that stuff about the 9/11 widows and about the Jersey girls and about the whole thing. And where's the right wing that screamed and yelled and went berserk over what Ward Churchill had said about the little Eichmanns? How come they're quiet about 9/11 widows being attacked? How come there's nothing coming out of Kaplis or Silverman's mouths about that?
Well, because she's right wing. And you know,
well, hypocrisy.
And as we keep saying, I mean, they don't eat their own, and that's the whole point. But you know, I wanted to ask you a question because my husband and I were talking about this, and I'm a little confused about this. People sit there and say, "Well, I'm fiscally conservative but socially liberal," but the problem to me, this is just to me, that the two don't go hand in hand, because you've got to have government spending. I get tired.
Yeah, but you don't have to. But you don't have to have waste. You don't have to have massive fraud
exactly.
And waste like we have in the current administration.
Well, that's true. But I mean, how was Clinton wasteful if we had a surplus?
Well, I don't think that he was. But when he'll be
but
in town today, by
services.
The way.
We see to me when you say fiscally conservative, it means that you don't spend money on programs. And
well, I don't necessarily. We'd have to get a fiscal conservative who would be socially liberal to call in and to define how they see things. I mean, do they see Social Security as a bad thing as a public program? Do they see the tax cuts as a good thing as public policy? Do they see are they for universal health care coverage? I mean, you know, we'd have to ask them where they stand on all of these issues, because I don't think anybody in any way, shape, or form is for wasting taxpayer dollars.
Well, no. I mean, that's silly.
And I don't think anybody's for, like, the idea of, you know, just quote-unquote blank check tax and spend. But you have to tax and you have to spend in order to maintain a certain quality of life.
Well, that's right.
In the country.
There's never been a civilization in history that has succeeded without supporting its citizens. And people don't seem to understand that. It's like you can't just say, you know, have an oligarchy or a monarchy and not support your citizens. It's never worked,
but you've got to realize, though, a lot of people get stuck buying a lot of this corporate propaganda about tax and spend and about tax and spend liberals and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you know, the conservatives are sitting up on Capitol Hill giving away bucket loads full of taxpayers' monies to big corporations and to the rich, and are subsidizing them, and it's socialism for the rich, and it's socialism for big corporations, and they don't seem to want to focus in on that. So what they're doing is they're voting against their own self-economic interests because they're swallowing this corporate propaganda line that's pushed on them, and a lot of it's pushed on them by the media.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, but I would like to know, what does fiscally conservative actually mean?
Well, I would too. Maybe there's a fiscal conservative who will call in and let us know. Liz, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
All right, bye.
Well, all right, if you're a fiscal conservative, maybe you can define that for us. 303-713-7600, open phones, two lines open here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 644, what does that make that? Makes it 16 minutes? Yeah, 60 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. And I'm looking for somebody who's fiscally conservative. But it's very hard to deprogram yourself off of what you get out of the media. It's very, very hard. For instance, you know, Walmart. Just take a look at Walmart. Walmart does not pay. First of all, Walmart does not pay its employees enough. They don't pay their employees enough so that their employees have got to use the public health care system. That's subsidizing Walmart. That's socialism for the Walmart family. That's socialism for the rich. Walmart, these superstores, get taxpayer dollars, taxpayer incentives to relocate and build on land and communities. That's, once again, subsidies for the rich. It's very hard, though, to get your head out from underneath that corporate spin machine. That's why you got to be careful about where you get your news, and you got to be careful about what you digest. It's a 6:45, 15 away from 7.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Coming up between 104th and 84th, and again heading south from I-70 across downtown near Invesco Field. Northbound 25, though, is still in fantastic shape, making your way out of the tech center heading through downtown Denver. Now, 225 northbound is thick from Iliff to Mississippi, and southbounders making your way into the tech center are also jamming right between Yosemite and I-25. Today's forecast is much cooler than yesterday's. We'll see a high only of about 73 degrees. Currently, we're at 64 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
647 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 47 minutes past the hour. And did you know in Europe, during the Middle Ages, Great Danes and Mastiffs were outfitted with armor and spiked collars, and they frequently defended supply caravans? Well, I would love to build my dogs up into Coco and Jackson and tell you that they do the same kind of thing, that they would defend everything. But Jackson will get into your face over his food. Coco, on the other hand, and Welsh Corgis are supposed to be food aggressive, is not that aggressive when it comes to her food. She just doesn't seem to be that aggressive, although she loves her Purina One and has been eating it since she's been a puppy. Now, if you've got a puppy and you're just starting your dog out on life, there's no better way to start your dog than with Purina One puppy formula. It's just great stuff. They've got it for large breeds, small breeds. For large breeds, it's a natural source of glucosamine to help support joint and health mobility. And it's designed to help large breed puppies grow at a normal rate while developing strong bones and joints. If you want to see a positive change that a pet food can make in your dog, from a large breed puppy to a senior dog to a small puppy, there's only one formula, Purina One. And that, you know what? And there's a Purina One formula that's right for you. So call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One 30-day challenge. You'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Purina One, can't say enough about it. Our dogs love it. and your dog will too. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, anyplace. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some early doors. All right. It's Friday morning. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Look for the high today to get up to 76. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. And I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Dave, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. You know, when your caller was talking about what he did with the Ann Coulter book, I couldn't help but almost bust out laughing because I was in Barnes & Noble yesterday picking up David Sirota's new book.
Oh, yeah. It's a great book, too.
And I saw Ann Coulter's book there, and I turned them all around.
You didn't.
I did. I couldn't help myself. I'm like, this is just crap. And I'm like, I just was kind of nonchalantly turning them all around. And I was over in the CD section, too, for books on tape. And they had them all displayed out there, too. And I got what I wanted there. And I saw them, and I turned all those around, too. So I felt pretty good about that.
I wonder, it'll be interesting to see this Sunday when the New York Times bestseller list comes out, if she's on it, see how many books she's sold. I wonder, because I know Mary Cheney's book has tanked, only sold like 600 or 6,000 copies or something like that, or 600,000 copies. I wonder how many copies the Coulter's book has actually sold.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But, yeah, you know, I think Sirota's book because we're going on vacation. As a matter of fact, in about 2 hours, I'm on vacation.
Oh, good for you.
But before we go, my vacation starts off today with lunch with Bill Clinton.
Oh, are you going to that?
Absolutely.
Oh, good for you.
And I was luckily able to get tickets at the last minute to get to that. From there, we throw everything in the truck and go to Lake Tahoe. You can tell John Turk, I'm playing golf every day,
You're going to be out there spanking Whitey every day, man.
Absolutely, man. John, you should be jealous because I'm playing like Squaw Valley and I'm playing Genoa Tahoe. And,
he's shaking his head. He is jealous. He's extremely jealous.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it. And maybe when I get back, I can kind of give you a rundown as to what Clinton says, although I'm sure somebody else will probably say something else about it ahead of that time. But, you know, it was real interesting. When I moved down from Breckenridge many, many years ago, in 91, I wound up becoming a limo driver.
Yeah.
And when Clinton was on the campaign trail, I wound up getting the delegation when he stopped here and had dinner with the governor that night. So I met him that night. And I was fascinated by him then just because he's such an eloquent speaker. And he really knows his stuff. And so when this opportunity came up, my wife, I just kind of called her and I said, so what do you think? She's like, oh, absolutely. And a bunch of people from where she works are all going down there too. So,
oh, it ought to be great.
Yeah, I just find that it's going to be really, really interesting. So,
well, I've got 1 week until my vacation. Next Friday will be my last day, and then I'm going to Las Vegas for a week.
Yeah, you lucky guy. Well, see, I got to go play in Reno for a day, too. So.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, man, well, have a good vacation, and have a good time at the Clinton thing.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, John.
Yeah, because he's going to play golf all over the place. John's all embarrassed. He's all jealous. John is jealous. He wants to go in the trunk of your car.
He can. He's got to pay all the green fees though.
Now all of a sudden he doesn't want to go.
I just like the free golf.
He just likes free golf. He said.
Free golf.
All right, man. Have a great time.
You guys take care.
Okay, we'll see you later, and enjoy the Sirota book. It's a good book. All right. Yeah, he's going out there to play golf on his whole vacation, John.
Well, I'll be doing that later on the summer. I got one planned in Portland. I'm going to go play Bandon Dunes out on the West Coast, so I'll be fine.
Me, I'm going to go play the roulette table. I'm playing the roulette table at the Sands next week because they're going to blow it up at the end of the summer. So I just want to say I gambled over there. That's what I'm going to do. Here's Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Good, thanks. I two comments. One, the Ann Coulter thing. I'm really torn between I wish that people would just ignore her because that's all she deserves. You know what I mean? But then on the other hand, I have this really strong desire to attend one of her events and pie her.
Had that happen to her. I think it was last year.
And I just think that would be a real hoot. And I hate to sound like a loony liberal, but, man, that would be a real kick to just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
man,
I hear you.
She's contemptible. She really is.
Well, she's just a sad person, really.
Yeah. But my other comment is, hoping you could do me a favor. I heard something on the Ed Schultz show on Monday. A woman called in from, I think it was from Eugene, Oregon, and her daughter had just been arrested for not showing up to return to Iraq for her second tour of duty, and she's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, yeah, she wouldn't report for duty? Right, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it.
Well, anyway, she'd been arrested, and, it was just a horrible story, and the woman was, crying because she was afraid that her daughter might actually take her own life rather than go back to Iraq, and Ed Schultz was saying, boy, we're going to follow up on this story, and I have not heard a word since, and I'm really curious what happened to that gal.
Well, I'll ask him on Monday morning about it.
I would really appreciate it, because that was a real compelling story.
I hope I can remember to ask him on Monday morning, but I'll try.
Yeah, if you would, because I can't believe they're sending people back into action who are, you know, unfit to return to duty.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They are.
Most certainly, they are. They're sending soldiers who are depressed back. You're absolutely right. They are.
It's criminal.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, thank you, Jay. You got a great show.
Yeah, call us and remind us on Monday before 8.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay? All right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks. By the way, we're doing the Ed Schultz show on Tuesday. We're sitting in for Big Eddie on Tuesday. I got the word on that yesterday, I believe, because I don't leave for vacation until Friday, so I told him, sure, I could go ahead and do it. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, and we'll take more of your calls coming up after the top of the hour news here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's nice to have you along this morning. 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open, and whatever it is you want to discuss. Am I the only person who saw the Iraq War debate in the House of Representatives yesterday, the so-called phony debate yesterday? Was I the only one who saw that? I wonder about that, and I wonder what your impressions about that are. And I've got some other news stories to go over, too, and I'll go over those after 8 o'clock. And, of course, we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, too, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So stick around.
It's Jay Marvin.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing,
Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
For new customers only, call 1-800-400-1218. That's 1-800-400-1218.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Bolton.
AM 760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. A divisive debate is heading toward a vote in the House of Representatives. The subject, Iraq. Correspondent Bob Fuss.
The unprecedented 10-hour debate has been at times emotional and showed sharp divides. New Mexico Republican Heather Wilson said, stay the course.
It is a choice between resolve and retreat. And for me and my family, I choose resolve.
New York Democrat Gerald Nadler says the war was a mistake and so is staying in Iraq now.
There is no compelling reason to send our young people to die to determine how to divide the spoils between the Sunnis and the Shiites.
The election year debate was politically charged, but today's vote on a non-binding resolution is strictly for show. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's Friday, and that means a driving ban in Baghdad in an attempt to prevent car bomb attacks on mosques, but it didn't stop a bomber from attacking a Shiite mosque, killing 10 and wounding 20. Correspondent Lee Cowan.
A suicide bomber simply walked into a mosque in northern Baghdad and blew himself up. This is the same place where three suicide bombers dressed as women attacked back in April. That killed 71 people.
It's called the NIMBY syndrome, not in my backyard. Correspondent Peter King is with us live. Peter, that goes for sex offenders, too.
Especially when looking for a home. A new website is up and running, blockwatcher.com. It calls itself the Internet's premier network of sex offender free properties. Homes for sale, no registered sex offenders within a half-mile radius. In Lenexa, Kansas, a new subdivision bans offenders and says it'll fine anyone convicted of a sex crime while living there $1,500 a day until he or she moves out. USA Today reports that's helped triple or quadruple the demand, Jim.
Wildfires continue to burn unchecked in parts of the West. In Colorado, red flag alerts have been raised on the heels of triple-digit temperatures. The weather has now cooled, but the fire danger remains high. In Arizona, a blaze near Flagstaff has prompted the evacuation of about 100 homes. Reporter Jennifer Parks.
A blown tire from Interstate 40 started the blaze, but they got in there right away. They started using air tankers. They were dropping fire retardant on the fire as well as using water. They were cutting what's called line, basically, around the fire. That is cutting a perimeter around so that the fire couldn't go any further. So it was basically trapped to this one area.
Living lobsters dumped in a pot of boiling water. Animal rights activists have been steamed about the practice for years, and now a grocery chain is taking notice. Whole Foods Market says it will no longer sell live lobsters at its stores. California veterinarian Elliot Katz.
They definitely are setting the bar and acting in a considerate and a compassionate way to other species and as well as to the environment.
Whole Foods says it will still sell pre-cooked lobster, and they didn't say how it'll be pre-cooked. Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit fell to $208.7 billion in the first quarter, down 6.5%, well above expectations. S&P futures down 4. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
This hour is brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The discovery of an unstable substance in a 55-gallon drum prompted a planned explosion this morning in Sheridan. Police Chief Ray Sample says authorities needed ideal conditions to blow up the container, and a cool morning this morning was the best time to do it, so they blew it up. The drum discovered yesterday at a self-storage facility, but whatever was inside was unstable enough that it could not have been moved, so they went ahead and detonated it. Governor Owen says farmers and ranchers in 25 Colorado counties need federal help due to drought, fire, wind, and heat. Dan Hopkins with his office.
From the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the primary help to farmers and ranchers is low-interest loans. That is the help that the USDA typically will provide.
Owens had asked Mike Johans to declare those counties a disaster area. Former President Clinton will be in Littleton today at the groundbreaking of a memorial to honor those killed at Columbine High School. It is his second visit to raise funds for the project. Several thousand people, including victims and relatives, are expected to attend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. This morning's drive is now problem-free in terms of accidents or stalls, but, of course, we do have that heavy volume stretched across most of our highway routes heading towards downtown. Eastbound 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood is jam-packed between Federal and I-25. The same goes for the Turnpike eastbound between Sheridan and that I-25 interchange. Now, 270 is a little bit lighter than normal. Eastbounders are jamming up right at an isolated spot around I-76, but, of course, southbound I-25 is jamming up at the north end between 104th and 84th. Again, south of here between Park Avenue and Spear, and again, as you make your way south between Santa Fe and the Broadway Bridge. Today's forecast, we do have a chance for showers later on today and a high of about 73 degrees. Currently, we're at 64 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
So hungry that you're starting to think of the French fries that have been under your seat since September? Express yourself.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
He was 34. Rouse is now a 38-year-old inmate at the Fremont Correctional Facility, serving 4 years for stalking and escape. JMH recently turned 18. Phew. Well, you talk about the sanctity of marriage. What about that? What about common law marriage? Are you going to be upset about that? Democratic lawmakers yesterday called for their own special session to deal with immigration, 2 days after Governor Bill Owens said he would likely call one. At the news, Republicans accused Democrats of trying to steal the governor's thunder after complaining that he was grandstanding. Now who's grandstanding, said House Minority Leader Mike May of Parker. We don't need dueling sessions. What's the point? Well, the point is to get it right. That's what the point is. The immigration issue that the Democrats thought they had resolved in the regular session exploded Monday when the Colorado Supreme Court disqualified from the November ballot a measure that would deny state services to illegal immigrants. Man, I am so against this. The ruling stunned even Democrats quickly and united a fractured Republican Party, naturally, because they can get reunited around the immigration deal, and they need something for November. Owens was so angry that he threatened a special session unless the justices reversed themselves and put the measure back on the ballot. Okay, I don't like what the courts have to say, so therefore what I'm going to do is I'm going to call a special session at $15,000 a day. It's apparent that there will be a special session, said Senate President Joan Fitzgerald. She said late Thursday, we would like to be in the same spirit when we passed a package of immigration measures during the session. House Speaker Andrew Romanoff, a Democrat from Denver, said that he and Fitzgerald had been busy calling lawmakers to decide which immigration issues the session should address. We're working hard to find solutions that are comprehensive, cost-effective, and constitutional, Romanoff said. We're not interested in going back into special session for political theater where the public is paying the tab to the tune of $15,000 a day. And that's exactly what Owens' move is. It's just public, theater. And speaking of theater, how about this one? The Senate Judiciary Committee gave a nod yesterday to a constitutional amendment to protect the American flag from desecration, moving it to the Senate floor where vote counters on both sides say it could be within one vote of passing. The 11-7 vote sent the amendment to the floor. Majority Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee said that the measure will get a Senate vote this month. That's sad. That's really sad. You know, do we really need this? Do we need this? I mean, you know, how sad is this that we have to have a flag-burning amendment to the Constitution of the United States? The Congress shall have the power to prohibit the physical desecration of the flag of the United States, the amendment reads, to become the Constitution's 28th Amendment. The language must be approved by two-thirds of those present in each chamber and then ratified within seven years by at least 38 state legislatures. With all we have going on. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Diana in Greeley. Diana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm on my way to see Bill Clinton today.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
At the National Apartment Association Conference and Expo.
Oh, good.
So, I can't wait. I'm taking my book, My Life, by Bill Clinton, and hope maybe there's a chance, maybe, that I can get him to sign it.
Yeah, I hope you can. I hope you do get him to go autograph it. That would be marvelous.
Yes. Okay. Let you go.
All right. It was a good book, too, by the way, I thought.
I thought so, too.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Well, let me know if you get it autographed.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Rob on C-470. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, Rob.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
So I worked all night, so I'm a little groggy, and you were talking about the child marriage deal that's going on.
Right.
What was the circumstances on that again? Because I find it hard to believe that somebody would want, you know, 12-year-old or 13 or 14-year-old, however, what age you were talking about, get married, but adult gays and lesbians can't.
Well, I mean, that's where it stands. According to a Colorado court, a common law marriage in Colorado between a 14-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl is possible in the wake of an appellate court ruling yesterday. That's a potential fallout from the Colorado Court of Appeals decision that overturned a lower court finding that 15 is too young for a girl to enter into a common law union. So, you know, 15 and 12-year-olds can get married in the state of Colorado in a common law marriage, but if you're gay and lesbian, you can't be in a common law marriage.
Yeah, and that makes sense. How? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand how that makes sense either. I wonder what all the gay bashers out there have to say to that.
Yeah. All right, Jay, well, that's all I had.
All right, well, take care, man.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend.
We'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Couple couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. You know, you can't ignore these divisive issues, but then again, in the same respect, you don't want to play into the Republicans and the GOP's hands by dwelling on it, but on the other hand, you can't let go of it. And this has been an ongoing struggle. It's been an ongoing thing with me since the beginning, since all of this started, since they started going to these cultural wedge issues about how to get out from underneath all of this, about how to not to make it the centerpiece. But on the other hand, you know what? You can't forsake civil rights for somebody, for a group of people. You can't let people become second-class citizens. And I had a guy send me an email yesterday saying that I was playing the race card and talking about this ballot measure denying state services to illegal immigrants, and that I think that's based on racism and hate. And he was saying, "Oh, I heard you're playing the race card. I had to turn the radio off." I'm not the one who's raising this specter. And who does this affect? It affects kids. It affects children, and it won't solve anything. That's the damnedest thing. It won't solve anything. Here's Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you doing today?
Okay.
A couple of things. Think about the special session. I think it would be more appropriate to have legislation come out of a special session to deport Bill Owens and Tom Tancredo. I think that would make things a little bit better for everybody all around.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Now, the thing with the common law, it was a 14 or 15-year-old girl. It was in a common law relationship with a 34-year-old, somebody 20 years older than her, correct?
Yeah, he was 38 years old. Well, you're 34 years old, yeah.
That's getting kind of close to statutory rape, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah. And that people would allow that on the ground of the sanctity of marriage and not allow sending gays to marry. That just makes no sense at all.
No, it makes no sense at all, but I think it's what it has to do with. I think it has to do with the fact that there was a loophole in the law, or there was something in the law that the court found to be wrong, so they set it aside. So now that now lawmakers are going to have to go back to the books and try to figure out how to fix it.
Yeah. Anyway, the main reason I called is the thing with Ann Coulter's book. I've been in an argument on a couple of sites with people, you know, they're saying, oh, it's number one on Amazon and all this other stuff. You cannot trust the sales on a lot of these conservative books, because what happens is a lot of these conservative think tanks and a lot of churches.
Oh, yeah, buy the books.
Out.
Yeah, buy them in bulk.
Oh, yeah, and somebody posted a link to a site on Randy Rhoads' website the other day. It's some conservative book club kind of thing. That if you join their thing, you can buy Ann Coulter's book for 20 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
And that kind of shows the value of it. I think even at 20 cents, it may be a little bit overpriced.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit overpriced. You know,
right.
the true real arbitrator of bestsellers is the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah.
That's the most honest, and we'll see Sunday how she fares there.
Yeah, and then the one final thing. Yeah, the people were talking about turning the book around in the bookstores and everything. I got a better idea. Take the book out of wherever it is and stick it over into science fiction or fantasy.
Novels. Put it in there. Put it in there where the novels are.
Yeah, you know, just fiction. You know?
Yeah, the fiction section.
Right.
Under C. You got it, Wayne.
You take care.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, put it in the fiction section under C. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Happy Friday to you. High today, only going to be 76. Going to be a really, really, really nice weekend. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. And if you'd like to participate in purely open phones this morning, anything that you want to talk about, you want to debate me, I mean, you want to agree, you want to, whatever's on your agenda. You know what? I got room for you here at 303-713-7600. And I'm still looking for a fiscal conservative who's also a social liberal to explain to me the difference and how that works here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 718-18.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694. 332-4694.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Since the Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, the mountains are fun, but my goodness, they're costly.
Oh, please, please. Book a summer mountain retreat on Travelocity and save big.
Myth two, when hiking, leave no trace.
Huff, I've left these breadcrumbs to find my way back. Hey, birds, cut it out. Wait. Hansel and Gretel is a hiking guide, isn't it?
Average $220 savings at Travelocity.com/mountain or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Franken.
I thought I was alone. I heard this voice. And I looked around. It was Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
He said, I understand you went on one of them USO tours. I said, yeah, it was great. He said, well, I was supposed to go, but I didn't. And I said, well, why didn't you go? He said, well, I thought it might be too dangerous.
I said, weren't you friggin' Rambo?
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 76, partly sunny, thunderstorms. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's get back to the phones. And we go to Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if you've been looking at or reading the Rocky Mountain News, but they've had that article this week about the illegal immigrant problems in America. And I think it was actually pretty fair. It showed, you know, from the extremes of the criminal that ought have been, you know, deported no matter what cost. And then the other, today they had a girl who was a National Honor student who's 17, has been here since she was either in third grade or 3 years old. you know, and just wants to continue her life here. And, you know, this amendment that's coming up, like so many things that we deal with, I think some of the aspects of it are necessary, but everything goes to overkill. There's never any sensible thing done by our representatives of either party at times to make this happen. The whole immigration issue is kind of just, it was the fire of the day, and now it's just smoke. There's nothing, there's no great continuance.
Well, because politicians want to score political points off of it, and they know that they can.
Yeah,
because it plays to fear, prejudice, resentment. It plays to all of those things.
Right, and in turn, they don't want to make the hard decisions, and that's what we pay them to do. You know, I mean, it's Colorado. We're kind of lucky in that we can take a serious issue to the voters. You can't do that at a national level, and I think our national leadership is just, you know, they appease us by talking about it, but we don't tend to do much. As you know, I'm a supporter of the wall. I think that the fence is a good idea. However, I also think that we need to address the problem of all the people that are here and get, you know, and naturalizing them or absorbing them within our culture and in our society without retribution to them.
Well, I think they naturally absorb themselves. I mean, second and third generation immigrants always, you know, always end up, you know, speaking the language and participating. And I think we should absorb them legally as well, too. And as you know, I'm not a supporter of the wall. I think the wall is an idea that won't work. I mean, I think that the idea is we have to scrap NAFTA, and we have to scrap CAFTA, and we have to try to make conditions in Mexico such that people don't, you know, want to come here in order to make more money.
Yeah, until we address the issues to our south, we're never going to secure our southern border.
But it's too much, you know, it's wrapped up in too much hysteria. That's the problem with it. It's wrapped up in too much political game playing and hysteria, like Owens' special legislative session is a, you know, GOP game to put a squeeze on the Democrats for the November election. And now the Democrats are going to say, all right, you want a special session? We'll have a special session, but we'll dictate it, we'll run it, and we'll do our best to fix the immigration problem. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them for what they're doing at all. But the governor, people should see the governor's move. It's just a cynical ploy. And he's angry at the courts. You know, the courts, why are conservatives constantly angry at the courts? They're always angry at the courts. I don't understand that. What, because they don't like what the courts say? But if the courts do what they want, then they find it just fine.
Well, you know, the courts have always been a manipulative tool to politics. If you want something done, you find the guy that has your beliefs, that has the last name of judge. And that's how you do it. I mean, the liberals do have judges out there who are sympathetic to them, and that would approve nearly anything. Conversely, so do the Republicans.
A recent example of what I'm talking about here is this is a decision by the courts, the Supreme Court, that I think is wrong. The Supreme Court made it easier Thursday for the police to barge into homes and seize evidence without knocking or waiting, a sign of the court's new conservatism with Samuel Alito on board. The court, in a 5-4 vote, said judges cannot throw out evidence collected by police who have search warrants but do not properly announce their arrival. Now, I don't agree with that, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, threaten the Supreme Court of the United States and call them activist judges and, you know, start yelling at them and screaming. I mean, it's a decision that they made. I think it's a poor one, but it's a decision you got to live with because it's the Supreme Court of the United States.
Right. I mean, and I'll say that the Republicans cherry-picked that. They picked a guy who was a heroin user, had plenty of stuff, had weapons, and would have qualified for a no-knock search. But they didn't use it. They had a standard search warrant and used no-knock procedure. You know, I mean, they did. They cherry-picked it to get what they wanted, but it encompassed so many things that wasn't the, you know, the drug dealer with drugs and guns. You know, it just makes me crazy.
But do you hear any top Democrats, you know, railing against the courts? Do you hear any top Democrats yelling and screaming about the Supreme Court decision? No, most shake their heads, disagree with it, realize that it's a bad decision, but the Republicans are always yelling about activist judges and activist courts. And usually it has to do with things that aid ordinary people that they can't
right.
stand.
They tend to be social issues versus criminal.
Because they're stuck to their business backers.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why they can't make a decent call on immigration, because you got a whole slice of the Republican Party that's in big business's pocket, and big business wants cheap labor.
Right. Yeah. I wish they finally finished something, I guess, is my statement of the day. You know, the whole world was turning. They had a lot of ideas out there. And if they had just continued to pound away at the anvil, they might have come to some conclusion and an actual plan that would have survived.
Well,
I'm not going to say would be good, but it would appease both sides to a point that it would have been at least a start for us to work from.
It's not,
and right now we're just sitting in limbo again.
It's not politically expedient for them to find an answer. Kelly, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, take care. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now. The one and only Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, fortunately, we're still looking great out here this morning. We do have the usual backups and usual spots, but really no stop-and-go traffic due to any accidents or stalls. Now, the worst drives in terms of volume lie along southbound 225 right between Yosemite and I-25. And across northbound 225, you'll also find jamming right between Iliff and Mississippi. If you use Commerce City to get between I-25 and I-70, watch for heavy traffic eastbound right at I-76. And coming across southbound I-25 on the north end is jamming up between 104th and 84th Avenue. And again, south of here between Park Avenue and Spear. And also across our side streets, do watch for a two-car crash right in the middle of the intersection at Spear and Stout right in downtown Denver. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-70s with a chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 66 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Next on America Uncovered. Where have all the wrinkles gone? Where are all the worry lines? Cosmeceutical companies who prosper from fixing wrinkles are concerned, and they're blaming Swedish automaker Volvo. They say that Volvo's focus on making the world's safest cars is making people too relaxed and carefree, causing worry lines to become a thing of the past. Volvo's invitation to visit your local retailer for the current model year-end sales event with attractive lease offers can only make things worse. Officials at Volvo remain unapologetic and say that making safe cars is what they do, and they're pleased that more people are able to afford a Volvo because of the sales event.
Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Hey, Mom, stuck at work now. Call up CarSide, nice save. Hey, Mom, be an all-star. Pick up just what they crave. Applebee's, CarSide to go. Good food, fast, don't you know? Salads, sticks, seafood. Have an Applebee's buffet. Applebee's, CarSide to go. Take them home to your bungalow.
Participating locations.
Denver Center Theater Company proudly presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebration. A hit across the country, critics call Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or order online at denvercenter.org.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Coming to
ooh, there you go.
Morning,
some cream. 7:33, 33 minutes past the hour. High today is 76, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin here on the program that engages in a set discussion and disagreement. And we got three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's purely open phones. And let me go to Sally in Westminster, who's been hanging on. Sally, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just real intrigued by your question if anybody cares about common law marriage.
Yeah, if anybody's as upset about common law marriage as they would be about gay or about same-sex marriage.
I think it's kind of along the same lines.
How is it along the same lines?
Well, I think that whenever a couple individuals say, this is our God, this is what we believe in, and we're going to obey our higher power and be together and be holy, that kind of raises a ruckus among people who believe that there are different rules.
Yeah, I never understood why those people would care.
Yeah, well, because they're, it's a hard thing to comprehend. You know, it's like...
I mean, I don't get the whole thing from the beginning. I've never gotten it, and I've said it on the air a gazillion times, that I don't understand what it is and why people are so upset if a man and a man want to live together or a woman and a woman want to live together and call each other man and wife or whatever they want to call themselves. Why does anybody care? What's the overwhelming, compelling reason to object to somebody else's happiness as long as it doesn't hurt you or anybody else? And I've yet to have anybody ever draw me a good intellectual argument or show me a good intellectual argument as to how it hurts society in general.
Well, it's kind of like, do you believe in separation of church and state or
not?
Well,
I do. I believe in separation of church and state 100%.
Yeah, because when the Catholic Church was running the countries back in the Reformation times, they tried to control everything and took over. And then when all the corruption that went down, pretty soon it was like a Nazi state. I mean, from the little I've read about it.
Well, I just don't get it. I don't understand why people have this overwhelming... People, you know what it is? It's like, it's almost as if people are not... It's like, why are they not comfortable with inside their own skin?
Hmm. Well, it can be confusing because it's like, is this what I really believe or not? Who do I believe? And how do I even comprehend my God and what he says and his writings, whatever they may be? We just can't stand the fact that we might not know something, so we want to say, yes, I know this, and proclaim that, when in the middle of the whole thing we're confused. We just know whatever we think we know, and that's why it's hard to say that's why people say, well, you can't tell me what's true, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it. Sally, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Hey, sure. Thanks for letting me on.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
All right, we got four open lines. It's 303-713-7600. Somebody sent me an email saying that they had heard me pick on Joseph Biden for his vote on the bankruptcy rules, and that I never say anything critical about Hillary Clinton. And there's a story this morning of the new Fox News Opinion Dynamics poll will report later today that Senator Hillary Clinton is the most frightening candidate for president by more than a 2-to-1 margin. This is according to the website Ross Story. Even though the poll sample contained more Democrats than Republicans, and 60% of those asked that they believed their lives would be better if Democrats gained control of Congress this year, Clinton was still identified by a wide margin to be the most frightening candidate. The poll finds Senator Clinton to be most feared presidential contender, to be the most feared presidential contender, followed by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, erstwhile Vice President Al Gore, and Arizona Senator John McCain. Clinton had the highest fright factor among Republicans at 58%. Independents also feared Clinton 2-to-1 over Giuliani, 25% to 12%. Among Democrats, Clinton came in as the second most feared candidate, trailing former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani by just 7 points. The poll was conducted with a sample of up to 42% Democrats and 34% Republicans and 19% independents. The entire poll covered a broad range of topics, but that was one of the highlights of the poll about Hillary Clinton. And you know what? I am in for no way, shape, or form for Hillary Clinton running for president of the United States. And I thought, you know, I thought early, yeah, you know, why not? And why not? But she's too, to me, she's too compromising. She's too middle of the road. She's middle of the road. You know what? Middle of the road's not the right answer, not the right way to describe her. I think she's too opportunistic and plays to both sides. And I don't think she's electable. Although it bothers me that this country can't, you know, is it the fact that it's just Hillary Clinton, or is it the fact that we're not ready for a woman president? Is it which one is it? Because, you know, other countries have women presidents, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. I mean, they have no problem going to the polls electing a woman. Chile has got a woman president, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. What's her name? Bachelet or something like that. But we have a problem. Do we have a problem having a woman president, or is it just the fact that it's Hillary Clinton that makes it a problem? So if you had another qualified woman running, and it wasn't Hillary Clinton, would it be okay? Then would we be inclined to vote for her? You know, I've often wondered about those two things. About whether it's just Hillary Clinton that causes it, and this polarization that Hillary has of whether you either love her or you just dislike her immensely, and there are people out there who fall into both sides of those camps, we've had them on the radio here talk about this. I mean, I've had callers on who have said that, you know, she would be great, and no, she wouldn't be, that she's not electable, that she's a good person, but she's not electable. And there's something about her that's very, very polarizing. I don't think Rudy Giuliani can get the Republican nod, because he can't get past the religious right, because he does support same-sex marriage. He is for that, he's too liberal for them. So I don't think he can get past them as far as that goes. And McCain seems to be the front-runner on the Republican side at this particular time. McCain, who likes to take corporate jets when he flies around denouncing campaign finance reform. Meanwhile, he's blowing around town in a corporate jet paid for by big corporations. But I've often wondered that about Hillary, and about it, or if it's just the fact that we just can't accept a woman. But for those people who have questioned me about Hillary Clinton and my position and my feelings about Hillary Clinton, you know, my feelings are that, you know what, I wouldn't vote for her. And if we had a primary tomorrow in which she was one of the candidates, I definitely would not vote for her. Right now, the way I feel is I want Al Gore. And if not Al Gore, Russell Feingold. So those are my two choices, Al Gore or Russell Feingold, definitely not Hillary Clinton. And so I don't know why people send me emails asking me if I think Hillary Clinton is okay, because I don't think she's okay. I think she's unelectable. That's number one. And number two, I don't like her positions on things. Like, I don't like her position on this flag-burning issue, which I find to be totally and completely ridiculous. I don't like her position on the war, which her position is send in more troops. There's a Gallup poll out that says that Americans, that while most public opinion polls this week show a slight bounce in president's approval ratings, the most recent Gallup poll taken June 9th through 11th reveals that Americans continue to have a negative view of the war. The negative view of what the war has really accomplished. Most Americans have a total and complete negative view of what the war has accomplished. The Gallup poll asked Americans if the war in Iraq had made things better off, the same, or worse off for six entities: the American people, the Iraqi people, the strength and preparedness of the U.S. military, the war on terrorism, the prospects for democracy in the Middle East, and the image of the United States around the world. The result of the final category was the most clear-cut. 6 in 10 Americans said the image of the U.S. was worse off, with only 11% saying better off. Significantly, 42% said that people of our own country were worse off, with 26% saying we were better off, and 31% saying that we're absolutely the same. And, you know, this debate that the Senate is having about the House of Representatives is having about the war. I don't know how many, I asked earlier in the first hour about how many people had seen that debate or how many people had taken time to go home and watch that debate. And it's just such a one-sided GOP-engineered event that it's really no debate on the war at all, because you can't talk about the Mirtha Amendment or anything else. And then you get people who say, well, the Democrats don't have any ideas. Well, they've got plenty of ideas, but they just can't get heard. That's the problem. 303-713-7600. Three lines open at 743-17 in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
As you leave the house this morning, still no accidents or stalls in your way, so that's the good news. Now, of course, we do have heavy volume that extends up on the north end of traffic along southbound 25, right between 100 and 4th and 84th Avenue, again heading south between Park Avenue and Spear. That stretch between Santa Fe and Broadway is also dealing with stop-and-go traffic. Now, across C-470 and Highlands Ranch, eastbounders are jamming between Broadway and University. And across 6th Avenue in Lakewood, eastbounders are still pretty slow on that approach to Federal heading over towards I-25. Our side streets also in the cleanup stages as well. We have a crash working at Spear and Stout. Two cars in this intersection with jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-70s, and currently we're at 66 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Monday Take at 8. Listen this Monday morning at 8 for Ed Schultz and Jay Marvin's weekly take.
We're rolling on a Monday. This news flash just in. Americans are still concerned about the economy, border security, and health care. Those are the issues.
I think this is the president's last best chance to get it right.
We've seen so many missteps in the last 3 years. There's so many unknowns here.
Start your week with the Monday Take at 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz. Only on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Mastercraft Truck Equipment reminds listeners that there are many ways to show the women and men of our armed forces that their dedication is appreciated. Get involved in a local support program or write letters and send care packages to those serving abroad. This important message is from Mastercraft Truck Equipment, your complete one-stop truck equipment center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel van interiors. Visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Englewood.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE-certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
They're the soundtrack to our summers. They're the Beach Boys on an exclusive new CD only from Hallmark Gold Crown stores. With 7 previously unreleased live classics and 3 new solo tracks. Just $7.95 when you buy 3 cards. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown stores.
Get this great Father's Day gift only at participating Hallmark Gold Crown stores while supplies last.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Bacon, eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 76. Partly sunny and thunderstorm. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Two lines open, and it's anything you want to talk about. Here's Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi. You there?
Jay?
Yes?
I'm losing you, I think.
Are you on a cell phone?
Oh, yeah, no, I got you. Hey, you know what? No Hillary. I wouldn't vote for Hillary's ideas if she was a man either. I want a qualified woman. I'll vote for a qualified woman. I'll vote for a qualified candidate. And I'm with you. Al Gore, please. He's the last hope, I think.
So it isn't. So you don't think it's a matter of the problem that this country would have trouble electing a woman president?
Oh,
you think
no.
That the problem is that just Hillary's just not acceptable to most of us?
That's right. That's right. What she stands for. I signed a Code Pink petition. I will only vote for anti-war or people who are wanting to get out of Iraq. That's where I'm at, and I'm firm on that. I want a candidate who stands up for progressive ideas. I'm a progressive. I'm not a Republican. I don't want to pander to Republicans. We need new ideas. We need a new way of doing things. And Hillary's just not it. I wish she was. But it's just, she's just not it.
Yeah, well, I'd love to sit down with her and ask her why she's moved so far to the center. And even center's not even it. You know what? You're right. Why she's moved so far to pandering to Republicans.
Right. Right. And I just can't go for that. You know, I want a qualified woman. I would vote. It doesn't have to be. It's got to be somebody who's qualified. I watched Al the other night on Larry King, and I thought, now there is a president. There is somebody who can give thoughtful answers, who can say, maybe I don't know everything right now. Somebody who's honorable, honest, compassionate. God, what else do we want? You know?
Yeah.
What else is there?
I agree. I'm telling you, I'm pushing for Al Gore to run.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope to God. Anyway, good morning. I love Colorado. What a gorgeous day. I'm so happy to be here, and I welcome the stay.
Yep, it's a nice day outside. It's going to be nice and cool. Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Stuart.
Hey, one female president that you haven't mentioned is the female president of Pakistan, who was duly elected twice, and that, you know, it lives in fear in London for her life.
That's right, because Musharraf and those people pushed her out.
Yeah. And there's some pretty good idea that people in the country would love to have her back. But, of course, they can't speak up because, you know, they're under military dictatorship.
Well, that's another one of our Democratic allies in the Middle East that they were talking about yesterday on the House of Representatives floor that the GOP were talking about in that ridiculous amendment. So that's another one.
Yeah, because, again, they got 100% of the vote after they got into power and had the military on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we have no Democratic allies in the Middle East with the exception of Israel. Who else is Democratic? I mean, well, the Egyptians are a little bit, but look at the parties that have the most success in Egypt. They're extreme radicalist Islamic parties. So
they took most of that power away once the elections were to their favor.
Yeah, so we have no real allies. I don't know why the GOP continues to keep pretending that we do, that we have quote unquote Democratic allies.
Yeah,
you know, because these are definitely not Democratic governments. I mean. Obviously, the Saudis are not democratic, and the Kuwaitis are not democratic, and I don't know about Qatar. I think Qatar is ruled by an emir, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so, too.
So they're not democratic. So who in the Middle East is democratic other than Israel?
Turkey.
Yeah, that's right. Turkey's got a parliament. You're absolutely right. And I have a tendency not to see them as being part of the Middle East, but you're right. They do have a...
And again, one of the problems that Turkey's having with getting into the European Union is the fact that they align with us.
Yeah.
And that their warring tendencies and their suppression of some of their people. So
Yeah. You know what? I would agree 100%. Stuart, thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay, well, take care. Let's go to Stephen in Brighton. Stephen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Oh, great, man. It's a fabulous day. I'm on my way to Fort Collins in this gorgeous state.
Yeah, man, it's nice outside, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. No Hillary.
No, very, I agree.
Very smart woman, way too opportunistic. She's just a politician. And, you know, the Republicans have their teeth barred for her. This election's going to be nasty. So if we can get a majority in Congress, that's a big if. And if we can get a majority in Congress, the guy who should run is not from nobody from Congress. Because they'll pick apart their record just like they did with Kerry, and they'll throw it against the wall. It needs to be probably somebody like Bill Richardson.
You think Bill Richardson can get the nomination? What about Mark Warner?
Well, Richardson is half white and half Hispanic. And if we've got a majority in Congress, he can run on the fact that he can get this immigration issue straightened out once and for all. The other guy that's just faded from the limelight that is probably one of the most brilliant people that we could have running this country is Bob Graham out of Florida.
Yeah, he's pretty much, we've had him on this show before. You're right, he is. He's very smart, but he's pretty much out of the picture.
Yeah, he had health problems right at the wrong time in the last election and dropped out of the picture. But he headed the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the guy really knows security. He's very strong military as a Democrat,
he would have been a pretty decent choice. But you're right, he's out of it. And I don't know. I don't know if Bill Richardson. See, you know, the problem here is I don't. And we've talked about this before. I don't know if anybody can stop Hillary Clinton. I have no idea if anybody can get that done. I don't know if anybody can keep her from getting the nomination. Of course, 2008 is a long way away, and we got a lot of battles to fight until that time. And the most pressing battle we have to fight right now is what's coming up in November with the November elections. That's the most pressing battle we have to fight right now. And is trying to get a hold of the House of Representatives and the Senate and turn this country around, or at least not only turn the country around, but stymie the Bush administration's agenda for this country, which has got us so much on the wrong track, and there's so many people who believe that it's on the wrong track. And, you know, it's so typical of how much money do you think the taxpayers paid for Bush to make that visit to Baghdad the other day for that photo op? And that's exactly what that was. That was a photo op. Because the violence is still going on the ground. And somebody sent me an email about this, and I thought I was the only one who noticed it. And I wonder if anybody else sees it, about Bush the next day after he'd been to Baghdad, after he pulled off this big photo op coup, which this administration loves to do, that he's walking around with this bounce in his step again, and this arrogance and this brashness that he has in his personality, that all of a sudden it's back, and it's as if somebody forgot to pull him aside and say, but wait a minute, you know what? You got little or no bounce in the polls, so, I mean, what do you think you're doing here? But we definitely got to turn things around in November. There's no question about that. We've definitely got to make things happen. We can't sit back, and we can't wait, and we can't nothing. And David Sirota in his book, The Hostile Takeover, says in the end that public financing of campaigns is the way to go. But he also says until we reach that point that you got to give as little, you know, as much as you can, as much as you possibly can give, and hold your nose and be part of the electoral process and support those candidates who you believe, you know, have the best chance to change and to affect change in the country. And I've been preaching that since day one on this radio station. Is that you know, whether it's $25 or $10 or $50 or whatever it is that you can give, maybe you skip going out for a weekend night or something like that, but you know, whatever it is that you can give to help these people out, because we really have to get serious, and we've got to help out to the Bill Winters of the world running against Tom Tancredo. We've got to help out the Angie Piccionis. We've got to help out the Peggy Lambs. We've got to help out the Jay Fawcetts. We've got to help out the people out there that are running to try to change what's going on in this country, because we just simply cannot continue to keep going down the same road we've been going down. And I don't know if you feel that the road we're going down is right, but I certainly don't feel that it is. And I feel that there's much to be changed in this country and that we need to start to confront some very serious problems. And those serious problems do not include flag amendments, and they do not include gay marriage, and they do not include all of these smokescreen side issues. What they include...
This Sunday on NBC, from the producers of The Da Vinci Code, the premiere of this summer's smartest adventure, Treasure Hunters. 10 teams in a global search for a treasure worth millions. Woo! Follow the clues.
The arrow points away.
Unlock the secrets.
I say we're looking for a prism or a sphere.
Crack the code.
Bingo!
And for the first time, solve the puzzle online and win your own treasure. The premiere of Treasure Hunters, 8, 7 Central, NBC Sunday.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
This Sunday on NBC, from the producers of The Da Vinci Code, the premiere of this summer's smartest adventure, Treasure Hunters. 10 teams in a global search for a treasure worth millions.
Woo!
Follow the clues.
The arrow points away.
Unlock the secrets.
I say we're looking for a prism or a sphere.
Crack the code.
Bingo!
And for the first time, solve the puzzle online and win your own treasure. The premiere of Treasure Hunters, 8, 7 Central, NBC Sunday.
By bomber who simply walked into the mosque instead of drove.
Well, by some counts, the attacker detonated explosive-packed shoes, killing 10 and wounding another 20. Iraq front and center again on Capitol Hill. There's been a lively debate going on. Correspondent Bob Fuss is with us live. Bob, what's up today?
Well, the House debate is in its final hour after a long day and night that will end in a non-binding resolution supporting the war. Republicans like Joseph Pitts of Pennsylvania say the war in Iraq is the same as the war on terrorism.
The cause of freedom is too important to quit. The world and the terrorists are watching. Let's not lose our resolve.
Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich insists that's a false argument.
The Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. The truth is Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Did not have weapons of mass destruction.
He argues Iraq is in a civil war now, and it's time for the U.S. to leave. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
And one of the Washington area snipers is finally fessing up, and then some. Correspondent Peter King has the story.
Convicted sniper Lee Malvo has reportedly said he and John Muhammad shot four people in cases that haven't been pinned on them. The Washington Post reports that California and Texas men died while Louisiana and Florida victims survived. Malvo says they shot those men during the months before the D.C. area shootings. What's not clear is whether investigators have corroborated the claims. The pair killed 10 and wounded 6 during their shooting spree.
The world's richest man wants to give most of his cash away, and for Bill Gates, that's become a full-time job. Gates announcing he's stepping down from running the day-to-day operations of Microsoft. He'll instead turn most of his attention to his charitable foundation.
I believe that with great wealth comes great responsibility. A responsibility to give back to society and a responsibility to see that those resources are put to work in the best possible way to help those most in need.
The Gates Foundation funded with nearly $30 billion. Last year's hurricanes put pressure on natural gas prices by disrupting Gulf area production. Well, as a result, some Midwestern homeowners paid twice as much or more to heat their homes this past winter. Now comes word that inventories of natural gas have rebounded to the point where there's actually a glut on the market. It should mean at least some short-term price cuts and could be good news for next winter, provided there are no new disruptions. Well, all even Steven in the NBA Finals.
Ball knocked around, and Walker has it. Shot clock turned off, and the cheers begin. The NBA Finals are tied at 2 games apiece.
Mike Breen with the call on ABC. The Miami Heat beating the Dallas Mavericks 98-74. Game 5 is Sunday in Miami. And the Dow is up 6. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car?
Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. And right now, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale of the year, with Michelin tires at the lowest prices of the season. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LN7806.
Being a realtor is the all-American job.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart.
I'm a small business just like the coffee shop on the corner.
Very involved in my community.
We do more than just help people buy and sell homes. It has to do with making a difference in people's lives.
Helping people find a piece of the American dream is the best job in the whole world.
Realtors don't just help you buy and sell homes. They're small business owners who help build communities. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. I help people live the American dream every day.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A 55-gallon drum of unstable material was detonated by authorities in Sheridan around 6 a.m. this morning. Police did evacuate several homes and businesses around the area for a couple of hours, and RTD shut down bus service and light rail around the area for some time. The drum was discovered yesterday at a self-storage facility, but it was determined at that point that the drum was unstable enough to not be moved. The explosion did go off without a hitch, and services have been restored to that area. Colorado Governor Bill Owens has asked the Agriculture Secretary to declare 25 counties in the state a disaster due to drought.
Typically, we would know within the next few weeks. And the unfortunate thing is that this probably will not be the last request this summer to the USDA. It's thoroughly possible that other counties are going to have to be added to the list unless we see significant changes in the weather.
Dan Hopkins says farmers and ranchers have been hit hard and they do need federal help. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Got our first crash of the highway drive this morning. It lies along westbound C-470 on that approach to I-72. Cars on the right-hand shoulder. So as you can imagine, that curiosity slowing continues to build here. The rest of the drive is still heavy. We will start to see that improvement in this morning's drive in just about a half an hour or so. First, taking a look at the Boulder Turnpike. Eastbounders are still jammed up between Federal and I-25. Also across the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue, right between Sheridan and the 25 interchange. And, of course, southbound 25 is jammed up on the north end between 112th and 84th Avenue. Again, south of here between Park Avenue and Spear. And again, once again, south of here between Santa Fe and the Broadway Bridge. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-70s. Currently, we're at 67 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 and grow.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
806, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today is 76 under partly sunny skies with thunderstorms. And it's Jay Marvin along with you. And it's open phones. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about this morning is okay with me. And you want to talk about Hillary and the fact that most of us don't. I don't think most of us want her. I mean, I don't think any of us want her. Is there anybody out there who does want her? And if so, tell us why. Because I don't think there's anybody out there who wants her. And, of course, the House of Representatives debating this GOP resolution about the war in Iraq, which is not really any debate at all, because you either have to agree up or down on this resolution. And this whole thing about the Republicans want, say that those of us who want to get out of Iraq, that we want to cut and run, which is absolute lunacy, which is a mistake, which is nobody's talking about cutting and running. Who's talking about cutting and running? We're talking about redeployment. We're talking about having our troops ready. We're talking about forcing the Iraqi government to have some degree of accountability. There was a story in the Washington Post that the current prime minister, Maliki, that his office Thursday had accepted a resignation of an aide who had told a reporter that Maliki was considering a limited amnesty that would likely include guerrillas who had led attacks against U.S. troops. And that's supposedly still supposed to be on the table. And the GOP wants to back this guy up in a resolution? Who wants to give amnesty to guerrillas who have killed American troops? Tell me how that's supposed to work. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
Yeah, this resolution, the non-binding resolution from yesterday, is so typical.
Isn't it?
It's amazing to me how anybody in the military, knowing this, would even consider voting for a Republican. I mean, this is like such a slap in the face to the families of all of our soldiers that have been lost, all of our injured. I mean, for them to back this guy and for them to, first of all, write a resolution like this, which is ridiculous and is right on par with the gay marriage ban and flag burning and all of these other issues that, are designed just to take our eye off the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's, you know what it is? It's trying to put an election year squeeze on the Democrats to try to put forward the Republicans' message about, 9/11 and the war on terror and the war in Iraq and the war on terror are one and the same thing. And that what we want to do is we want to cut and run from the war on terror. And you know what? You know that's BS. You know it's absolute frickin' BS. And that Iraq has nothing to do with 9/11 and had nothing to do with 9/11. And we were lied to about Iraq.
That's exactly right. We, the thing, it's another step on the Republicans' part, this 25 or 30-year campaign of brainwashing and trying to convince people that if you're liberal or progressive, you're lazy and you don't care about security and you don't care about our troops and you don't care about the country and blah, 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 and you're immoral and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that you're not patriotic.
Yeah, that you're not patriotic. And I was on the phone the other day and lost the call. My cell phone dropped it when you were talking about the flag and whether or not people were putting a flag up on their house and so on. And, this idea that Republicans have usurped the flag as their symbol and their exclusive symbol, and that if you're not a Republican, you're not patriotic, is such BS. Sometimes the most patriotic thing you can do is to remove the current administration. When that administration is so corrupt and so anti-patriotic and so bought by corporate money, to be a patriot means to get rid of those people.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. I don't think that they have the corner on patriotism, and I think it's time that we stopped allowing them to push us around when it comes to this. And I think it's about time we started standing up and firing back. And I think Democrats yesterday, from the debate that I watched, for the 2.5 to 3 hours of the debate that I watched yesterday, I think they did a pretty damn good job.
I think they did, too. I mean, some of the sound bites that I heard were exceptional. It's unfortunate that your station and your network is going to be the only one that carries it,
Right.
If you look at any of the other mainstream media, they're not going to pick up much of those sound bites, certainly not the parts that make the most sense.
No, I watched it on C-SPAN.
Yeah, exactly. And that would be the only place. You'd have to watch it in real time because it's not like they're going to run it again.
Right, and I'm telling you, and one of the guys who just flat tore it up was John Murtha.
Yeah.
I mean, he just did a great job. He put one congressman in his place definitely. For trying to impugn his patriotism, and you listen to the GOP and they get up there and they repeat the same talking points that they've been repeating now for the last 3 to 4 years about how 9/11 and the war in Iraq and the Khobar towers and all of this stuff and how it's all linked together, when indeed it's not linked together, when you know that that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, and they keep insisting that it's true.
Yeah, well, you got to take Bush at his word, where he says with propaganda you just have to keep on saying it before their truth sinks in.
Yeah, well, you know what?
And in their mind, you know, I wouldn't doubt if some of these people actually believe it because they've been saying it for so long, and they're so convinced that that's what happens that, you know, for them to take a step back and take a look at themselves, they got to get guilt. They'd have to get guilt ridden. You know, I mean, the blood of all of our soldiers and all the civilians in Iraq and all these kids is on their hands. And are they ever going to be able to take a look at themselves and admit that they made a mistake? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Some of them have. Walter Jones is a Republican from North Carolina who's in the House of Representatives, has. But by and large, you're right, the majority of them haven't. But you know something? As much as they repeat their talking points and their lies, we should repeat our facts. And we should repeat our facts over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, I agree.
And we came off. Even Steny Hoyer said he was going to vote no on that. We came off sounding very unified yesterday, and I hope the same thing will happen again today.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Michael. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I got. I had one other thing that I wanted to.
All right, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about this thing with Hillary Clinton. What do you think would be? How would you feel any different if she named Bill Clinton as her running mate?
I still.
Bill Clinton was the vice presidential candidate?
I think with her, you get him, and I like him, but I'm just stuck on Al Gore.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on Al Gore or Russell Feingold.
Yeah, for me, the only thing that really gets me concerned about Al Gore is if he doesn't really want it. You know, I want somebody who wants it. You know, not so much that they're blinded by the power of it, but somebody who is actively seeking the position so that they can, you know, so that they can do some good. I would love it if John Kerry would run again because I think all things being the same, I think John Kerry stands a really good chance, and I think he's a brilliant man. I think he would bring a dignity to the office that there hasn't been for the last 6 years, certainly.
Well, he's going to run again.
Well, he's going to get my vote if he does run again. You know, I like him over Hillary Clinton by a long shot. I still have such mixed emotions about her. I don't understand why she's pandering to the right. You know, I think she's gone way too far to portray herself as centrist. And you know, I don't think that's the way to go. You know.
Yeah,
and
I agree. I agree.
I don't know if she has what it takes to hold the position and to do it well. I think John Kerry does. I think the country would be really well off with John Kerry or Al Gore. You know, if Al Gore decides he wants to get in. And if he's actively pursuing it and he doesn't have to be dragged in or have to be drafted, you know, then I'd have to take a hard look at who I'd want to back, whether it be Kerry or Gore.
But what happens if Gore decides to run and then it's Kerry versus Gore?
That's going to be a tough choice. You know, I guess the thing for me with Gore is that he just doesn't come across as, he just seems stiff to me.
Well, but he says there are some things that he doesn't do very well.
Yeah.
You know, but if you listen to him talk about things that he's really passionate about, that stiffness kind of goes away.
Yeah. You know, I think the main thing that we have to concentrate on as progressives is to take control of the other branches of government again.
Yeah,
I think you're right. You know, we've got to focus on this year and get that job done. And people have got to get out there and they've got to vote and they've got to get that job done. And then if we end up even with a Republican president, then let them deal with being the figurehead of having to get out of Iraq and let Congress and the House get some work done. I mean, if we've got the majority in both of those, then you know, then I think we could do quite a bit of good. And even if we end up with a Republican president with the other two branches, you know, then I think we could probably be okay.
Yeah, I think November is crucial for us. I really, really do. We've got to put it all out on November. You're absolutely right about that. Michael, thank you, man. Great call.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Dan.
Okay, take care. Thank you. One line open at 303-713-7600, 817, 17 minutes after 8. And, you know, November is just critical for us. We have got to get a hold of both houses. We've got to get a hold of both branches of the legislature in this country. We have got to get us out of Iraq. We've got to stop this stupidity of the Bush administration's Stay the Course, which is absolutely no plan at all to take us nowhere. If you listen to that debate yesterday in the House of Representatives, there is no plan to do anything to get us anywhere. There's no oversight, which is what Congress should be engaged in. There's no nothing. It's just a rubber stamping of what goes on and what comes out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And it's ridiculous, you know? It's just not right. It's just wrong. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Talk about what I'm talking about.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Darr, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Wright. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
400909.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear, all in a fresh baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo, and hit the office, where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are, and you'll say great, and your boss will see that you truly are great, you're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Top three reasons we're giving Dad a new gas grill for Father's Day. Number three, steaks that don't come out crunchy. Number two, his favorite color is stainless steel. And number one, it was 10% off.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off select grills and patio furniture. Make the perfect outdoor environment for Dad's inner gourmet. It's all from the proud sponsor of Father's Day, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 21st in U.S. Home Depot stores only. Weber grills not included. See store for details.
The Velocity presents the Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, the mountains are fun, but my goodness, they're costly.
Oh, please, please. Book a summer mountain retreat on Travelocity and save big.
Myth two, when hiking, leave no trace.
Huh, I've left these breadcrumbs to find my way back. Hey, birds, cut it out. Wait, Hansel and Gretel is a hiking guide, isn't it?
Average $220 savings at Travelocity.com/mountain or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to AM760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And I'd go to that if I were not going to be on vacation. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 76. Jay Marvin in here. It's Friday. It's a nice day outside. It's a beautiful day to be in Colorado. And it's nice to have you along. And we're talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Christine in Boulder. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey,
before I get into my thought on Hillary, I just wanted to tell you what a great team you and Todd are. You educate us. You display what we all feel inside, and then Todd brings it to a peaceful resolution. So, Randy Rhoads closed the other night with that horrible Marine song, and I just wanted to throw in the towel, but I knew that wasn't the solution because I would be listening to you and Todd, and it would all make sense.
Well, thank you. Todd's great. He's off doing some rock and roll stuff today, and hopefully he'll be back on next Wednesday.
Yeah. Anyway, my thought, my wishful thinking and thought process on Hillary is that this is all part of her strategic planning, because as far as reeling in some of the thought process of the Republican side, because as far as education and health care, I believe they've already got that mastered through when Bill was. And what I would like to see is her as vice president for 2 terms and then take the helm the next 2 terms, because it's going to take 16 years to get us back to where we...
Boy, I don't even know if I could vote for her for vice president.
Really?
Yeah, I really just don't like her.
Hmm. Well, I think she's got the smarts to get us where we need to go. So that's just my opinion.
But look at her position on things. I mean, do you agree with those positions? Like, she supports the war. She thinks we should send more troops in. She's for the flag burning amendment. I mean, do you agree with those things?
I don't necessarily agree with the majority of these issues right now, but what I look at is the big picture is the health care, the education, and it's kind of like that. Would you prefer to get a little percent of just like a little bit of percent where the major percent of is what I think we can accomplish as a whole and the goodness for what we deserve here and what belongs to us?
Yeah, I just think we can get more with a better candidate.
Okay.
But you know what? That's, you're right. It's just your opinion and my opinion, and I appreciate you being part of the show, and I appreciate you calling up, and I hope you'll call again.
You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, and I should say have a good weekend because it's Friday, but I'm so used to saying have a good day. Let's go to Genevieve in Denver. Genevieve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I am so glad. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for like now about 6 months. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
You are awesome. You totally motivate me every day when I go to work and when I'm getting off work. I'm always listening to you and see what y'all got to say. I love it. Anyway, what I just wanted to say was, like, I was really furious yesterday when the GOP, they were talking about, you know, how the Republicans were saying that the Democrats were really unpatriotic.
Right.
I was furious because if you really look at the big picture, you got to ask yourself, how many Republicans' children are out there fighting in Iraq? I really like to know. I wonder what the percentage is, because I'll tell you one thing. Majority of the Democrats' children are out there fighting, okay? We're sending our kids out there to fight this war because of 9/11, supposedly, first of, you know, because of mass, you know, weapons of mass destruction, which was never found. You know, and it's just like, it's so unreal how this whole thing was just concocted, and our children are dying because of it every day. And I totally believe that we should bring our troops home, reassess the situation, and look at it from a different angle, because, you know, when they made that statement and said that we're just cut and running, excuse me, who's the one out there fighting? Who's the one that's going to war? You know, who's in the front line? Excuse me. And it just really infuriated me, and a lot of these people that are talking about this and that, you know, like we're, you know, the Democrats are supposedly unpatriotic. I like to say to them, well, excuse me, are you a veteran yourself? You know, do you have family out there fighting? Because if that, you know, if it is, I'd like to know how many percent of them are out there fighting, because it, right now, being American is so, I hate to say it, I'm embarrassed. And being Native American, you know, I should not be embarrassed to be, you know, living in America.
Yeah,
we're crying out loud. My people are the ones that have been here from the get-go, you know, and I've been proud of being American for as long as I can remember. And then all of a sudden, this administration comes in, completely twists everything around. There's nothing in it for the American people, not health care, you know. I mean, education is terrible. We are behind in science. I mean, other countries are better off than we are, and it is embarrassing. You know, and it's like, and then the people continue supporting this individual, this administration. It is like, oh, come on, wake up. And I say, we all need to band together, make a huge difference come November, and not let it happen again. It is so frustrating. Oh, gosh, every day I get up and I say to myself, oh, my gosh, I hope there's something different. I hope there's some good news.
Yeah.
I hope there's news about them bringing our troops home because, you know, they went in being told one thing. When they got there, they realized it wasn't what they were really fighting for. And I say, bring them home. Reassess the situation. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, when they question our patriotism, they do it because it's a cheap shot and they have no other place to go. Same thing with the cut-and-run rhetoric. That's to cover the fact that they don't have any plan and that they haven't had any plan and that this whole thing was poorly planned. And so that's the reason they engage in that kind of behavior. And they're not fooling anybody. But the thing is, we need to stand up. And we need to get into their faces and say, look, you know what? Don't question our patriotism, like several Congress people were doing yesterday. Don't question our patriotism. We're every bit as much patriotic as you are. We just have a different idea on the way the country should run. And we're living in a democracy where we're supposed to be able to advance these views. And if anything, what went on in the Senate yesterday smacks of a dictatorship more than it does a democracy or even a republic.
I totally agree with you. I just wanted to call and say that you're wonderful and continue with your wonderful radio station, and I'm totally in support of everything you all say, and I totally vote for people, you know, for all our troops to come home because I think it is time.
I think it is too. Thank you, Genevieve. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, you're very kind. That was very nice of her to say all those nice things about me and about the radio station. We certainly do try. We try to do our best here. 303-713-7600, one line open here. And if you get a chance this afternoon, there is more debate today in the House of Representatives. You can go to C-SPAN and see it and watch some of it in action. And some of it will just flat out infuriate you. Some of it will make you extremely angry. Some of it will make you extremely proud because I thought as a whole, and we don't have any independent observers on this morning. We have no journalists on this morning. We have no one on to talk about it because we're going to just have free phones today. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. But I think that the Democrats did a marvelous job yesterday. Even Senny Hoyer, who I'm not too crazy about as a congressman, even he did a great job. I mean, everybody did a great job yesterday of standing up to the Republicans. And it was good to see the Democrats stand up and fight back. It really was. It was a very nice change of pace. All right, it's 8:30 here on AM 760, AM 760 Progressive Talk, and now it's the very patriotic Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, unfortunately, this morning's drive just got a lot worse. We do have several problems underway. In fact, along eastbound I-70, the highway is currently shut down just east of Pecos. Now, you are getting by on that right-hand shoulder if you're stuck in this jam. Here we have a two-car accident also involving a motorcycle, and unfortunately, we may see a full closure of the highway, including that right-hand shoulder, very soon. Now, across I-225, we also have a semi-truck in the median with its trailer on fire southbound just south of Colfax. So as you can imagine, that commute across Aurora is getting a lot worse, and the rest of the drive remains jam-packed. The eastbound lanes of the turnpike are thick between Federal and I-25, and southbound I-25 continues to worsen coming down from 112th Avenue heading down towards 84th, and again here between Park Avenue and Spear. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 75 degrees, and currently we're at 69 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Six Flags Elitch Garden celebrates 45 years with the arrival of the Justice League, plus two new shows, The Amazing Acrobats of China and Carnival de Fuego. Buy your Six Flags Elitch Garden season pass today at sixflags.com. Hurry, offer ends June 18th. Six Flags Elitch Gardens.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit, yours free, only at Match.com. The number one site for love.
8:32. It's 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, with their matching down incentive going on this weekend, up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. And it's like having $3,000 down, or put $1,000 down, and they'll put $1,000 down. And it's like having $2,000 down towards your next automobile. And they've got the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 good-looking vehicles on the lot. Anything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And you know what? You can check them out on the Internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. And pre-qualify for a car loan. Check out the inventory. Ask for Steve. He runs all that. See their business philosophy and check out some of their TV commercials. And Rockies has got some of the most knowledgeable, friendly salespeople there, too, that are ready to help you. I mean, they're ready to make sure that you get exactly what you're looking for. And they're such a contrast to other dealerships in which, well, maybe a salesperson will come help you, and they'll get around to doing it when they get around to doing it. And that's not how it works at Rockies. At Rockies, they're there to help you. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come close to 9, they'll stay late, take care of you, and things will be fine. Rockies Autos, great weekend to go on out to Rockies. You know, we're not always going to be burning fossil fuel in automobiles, but right now that's what we do. And if you're looking to buy a car, you can get the most bang for your buck and the most buying power at Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
What a gorgeous statement the Regency Bristol Window makes. Hi, this is Dave Logan. I had the Bristol triple pane window put in my entire home, not only because of the energy savings, but because of the way they look. Regency Bristol Windows is making it as easy as possible for you to put them in your home. For a limited time, for every two windows you buy, you get one absolutely free. Call right now at 303-233-0833.
This summer, each time you fuel up your car, Bonfils Blood Center asks you to remember another kind of fuel. Fuel for life. Donate blood twice this summer, and you may win a trip or two to Cancun from Apple Vacations. Call 303-363-2300 or visit a Bonfils Blood Center.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
From 9 o'clock, high today 76, partly sunny skies. It's nice out there. Looks a little cloudy, though, doesn't it? Hold on a second. Let me look. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's going to be cool. Nice day. Good day to kick off the weekend. One more week for me until vacation. We'll do the Ed Schultz show on Tuesday, so we'll be doing this show and Ed's show on Tuesday. Todd Park Moore should be back with us on Wednesday. Big Head Todd. We'll see if he shows up on Wednesday or not. Anyway, the invitation's open to him 24-7 anytime he wants to come be on the program. It's open phones here this morning. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
It was good to hear Genevieve make those points about social spending and how so many people in this country aren't having their needs served. In fact, this whole immigration debate has brought up it's inspired a lot of calls from right-wing people calling in to say, you know, they're not getting money for education or health care or any number of other things.
Well, they ought to look at the Bush tax cuts, and they ought to look at the Bush's missed priorities in spending and the shifting of monies, and that's what they ought to be looking at.
Exactly.
It's not the immigrants that are doing it. It's the fact that the 1 to 2 to 3% of this country's wealthy are getting tax breaks that the rest of us don't get.
Exactly. I mean, this is the result of Reaganomics. That's been going on, that's been hurting our domestic population and really devastating populations in other parts of the world.
Yep, trickle down.
Yep. I think another thing that's helped this to take place, to make the rich richer and the rest of us suffer, is a theology that's been developed over the past few years. I don't know if you're familiar with the Left Behind series.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tim LaHaye?
Yeah, Tim LaHaye.
Yeah, it really reminds me of a Bill Moyers series from a few years ago when he exposed how the CIA was funding preachers, false preachers in Latin America to keep people pacified and to justify state violence and to justify the gaps between the richest and the poorest. These Left Behind novels, I think, are really insidious. I mean, the liberal peacemaker at the UN is the Antichrist.
Right.
Jews are okay as long as they convert to this form of Christianity, this imperial theology.
Yeah, those books are big sellers, too.
70 million copies in the United States alone. And on top of that, now LaHaye this fall is going to be releasing a video game, which is this incredibly violent, kind of like a Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
But they're calling it someone mockingly called it Grand Theft Armageddon. And there's actually a book by a critic of this series called Skipping Towards Armageddon, The Politics and Propaganda of the Left Behind series.
Yeah, those people are those people are very, very deeply involved with the Republican Party, and the person that points that out quite prominently is Kevin Phillips in his book American Theocon.
I'll have to look more closely at that, definitely. On a more
American Theocracy, I'm sorry, American Theocracy is the name of the book. Yeah, yes. Read it, because he gets into that whole thing about why we're in Iraq and about how these people believe in end times, and they believe in the reenactment of the Crusades and the whole thing.
On a more hopeful note, there's a movement going on of hundreds of thousands of people in this country across political lines and from different faith beliefs, and that's the greening of American cities, where in Philadelphia, Chicago, L.A., other towns are starting to utilize renewable energy and creating community gardens and teaching kids about ecosystems and stuff like that. And PBS has created a whole series that highlights four cities that are doing this. And tomorrow on Channel 6, the PBS station, either tomorrow or Sunday, they're featuring the episode on Chicago and the great things that they're doing to make it a more sustainable, enjoyable town. And I know Chicago is near and dear to your heart, and I thought you might want to know about it.
I'll definitely check that out.
It's called Eden's Lost and Found.
Oh, definitely check it out.
Yeah, and if I don't talk to you before you leave, enjoy your vacation in Vegas. It's very much deserved, and like so many other people, I really appreciate your work, man.
Thank you, Preston. You're a good man. You've been hanging in with me since the very beginning. I appreciate it, pal.
My pleasure.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Peace.
All right. He and I have had our disagreements, but he comes back time and time again, and that's what this show is all about. Carrie and Parker. Carrie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I have a little bit different take on Hillary.
Okay.
I don't know if it's deliberate on our part or not, but she's an awfully good distraction. The Republicans are so focused on, oh, my God, Hillary might run, that they're not paying attention to anybody else. So if we do come out with somebody else, they're not going to be ready.
No, you know what? I hope you're right about that. I hope that that's the way it works. I hope that they are distracted. I hope that they are off their game. But I hope the opening shot is in November when they get knocked for a loop.
That's what I'm hoping, too. The other thing I wanted to bring up, you keep using the phrase, hold their feet to the fire.
Right.
We don't torture, Jay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's metaphorically. Metaphorically, I mean hold their feet to the fire. All right. Or how about this? How about just hold them responsible?
There you go. That's better. That was all I had to say.
You know, I think basically just, you know, because yesterday several House Democrats brought this up on the floor during the debate, and they were so right about this, that there is no oversight by the Congress, and there's no checks and balances, and there's nobody being held responsible. Like, you know, still to this day, that estimated to be anywhere from 9 to 11 or 12 billion dollars that has disappeared in Iraq without a trace in that Reconstruction Fund money, this administration has launched no investigation as to what happened to that money.
Well, of course not. They don't want us to know they stole it.
Well, I mean, you know, no one is held accountable. That's the whole problem with this administration.
That's why we have to take it back, and we have to fix it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Carrie, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll talk
Bye-bye.
To you. And have a good weekend. One line open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Josh in Denver. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I love your show.
Thanks.
And I've got all my friends listening to you, so you're spreading out there.
I hope so. Appreciate it.
Hey, I wanted to bring up Wesley Clark. Do you happen to know if he's in contention this
yes.
primary?
Yeah, I think he's going to run. And here's the reason I think he's going to run, because he showed up at that daily that yearly Coase event in Las Vegas, and he was there and he was speaking. I think he intends to run again, and I wouldn't mind seeing him run. I like him.
I think he's a great guy. I think he's got a strong military background, his history with the UN. I think it'll give the Democrats a good message and hopefully get some Republicans on our side. They think we're weak on terror and weak on the war, and I think that he'd be good for the Democratic Party.
I'd like to see him on the ticket somewhere. I don't know if I would pick him over Al Gore,
or possibly Russell Feingold, but I certainly would like to see him in the ticket there someplace and not cast off. And certainly if there was, if we arrive at the position where in 08 there's a Democratic administration, I certainly would love to see him be part of it.
I saw him speak around the last primary here in Denver, and he was really inspiring. He had a lot of good things to say.
Yeah, he does have a lot of good things to say, and he's a very, very smart, very educated man, and is a very, a great asset to the Democratic Party. And you know what? I'm kind of glad you called up to bring his name up, because if you hadn't done it, we probably wouldn't have, nobody probably would have brought up Wesley Clark's name, and we probably would have overlooked him. And you're right; he's a name that should not be overlooked.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Jay. Keep it up.
Okay, thanks, Josh.
Take care.
All right. Yeah, he's a guy who shouldn't be overlooked, and he should be in the mix somewhere because he's just got too much to say. And, you think about guys like Wesley Clark and Russell Feingold and Gore and the rest of them all running, and, things seem very, very hopeful. The fly in the ointment to me is just Hillary Clinton. It's just the fly in the ointment. Even though her husband, Bill Clinton, will be here today in town, hope he's not listening. I hope they don't have AM 760 Progressive Talk on in the limo, and he's hearing me. Because I have nothing against Hillary Clinton personally. I don't even know her. And from what I could see, what I saw at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, she seems like a very nice person. I just don't agree with some of her positions. And isn't that what a primary process is all about? But are we getting too carried away about 08? Should we be concentrating on November? I think we should be concentrating on November. And once again, I put that push out to you. That whether it's your local state legislature, whether it's guys like Joe Rice or Molly Cullum or whoever it is out there that's running your local Democrat in your local state house or Senate race, give them some money for some support. I mean, even if it's only $25, give them some support. We really, 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 really need to keep control of the legislature. And, of course, we need to make Bill Ritter the next governor of the state of Colorado. We've got so much.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Today, let's do motorcycle math. We'll start with subtraction. Just because it's a motorcycle doesn't mean insurance benefits can be subtracted. How about addition? What does one rider and two wheels equal? 2 + 1 = 1. One very valuable life that counts. Motorcycle accidents cause devastating injuries. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. How can you get hurt twice in one accident? You can get hurt once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. That's 2 / 1. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Motorcycle injuries are multiplied over your lifetime, multiplied in ways mathematicians can't even calculate. Don't suffer a loss on your insurance claim. At Bell & Pollock, we've solved serious motorcycle insurance injury problems for years. If you need help, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock, consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
VentHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Next on America Uncovered. Where have all the wrinkles gone? Where are all the worry lines? Cosmeceutical companies who prosper from fixing wrinkles are concerned, and they're blaming Swedish automaker Volvo. They say that Volvo's focus on making the world's safest cars is making people too relaxed and carefree, causing worry lines to become a thing of the past. Volvo's invitation to visit your local retailer for the current model year-end sales event with attractive lease offers can only make things worse. Officials at Volvo remain unapologetic and say that making safe cars is what they do, and they're pleased that more people are able to afford a Volvo because of the sales event.
Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's get to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Check your auto parts.
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Gear it down. Acceleration on. And away. We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lots? Transmit the passcode. We got it.
Checker has great gifts for dads and grads, like personal CD players, twin-hook steering wheel locks, and 10-inch high-powered subwoofers for the car. Your choice, just $12.99 each. A new Pro X1 20.4-volt half-inch cordless drill driver is just $29.99. Or how about a Checker gift card, available in any amount? Need a great guy gift? We got it.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today is 76. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Oh, what is this, disco? Disco time? Name this artist. I can't think of who this is. I'm trying to think.
When I came home last night.
Oh, it's not Rick James, is it? It is. It's Rick James, isn't it? Isn't it Rick James?
You wouldn't even talk to me.
This is not my favorite Rick James song. You know what my favorite Rick James song is? Shoot Me With Your Love Gun. Do you have that one? Is that one in there? Shoot Me With Your Love Gun? Why? It's not dirty. I'm serious. It's not. Is it in there? It's not in there? Shoot Me With Your Love Gun, Bang Bang.
I know what song you're talking about, and we don't have it in the system. We got Super Freak, this one, and Mary Jane.
Rick James is great. I saw him live once.
Rick James rocks.
Yeah, I like Rick James. All right, good choice on your part, Turk. You know, this always Rick James always reminds me of this story. I was working in Memphis, Tennessee, when he was very, very popular, and I was working on this AM country station. And the FM down the hall was live, only had live disc jockeys in mornings and in afternoons. And the rest of the time, it was automated, and they had these big reels of tapes on these machines. And every once in a while, the machines would screw up, and a warning light would go off, and you'd have to put on, like, The Streets of Laredo by Marty Robbins, which was long enough to run down to the end of the hall and unscramble the tape and get the thing together, because if you didn't get it together, it would run through all the events and would jump like an hour, hour and a half ahead, and everything would be screwed up, and it would be giving the wrong time. And automated radio really blows. But those were back in the old days. All right, let's go to Larry in Aurora. It's open phones. Larry, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Larry. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I've got a whole new mindset. When they start to ridicule us about our patriotism or whatever else, I discovered this when I went down to the Capitol and I was testifying, and I heard these guys talking about exaggeration and bending the truth and all this stuff, and I just started to laugh at them, okay? And I was sitting in a House of Representatives committee meeting at the time, and I started to laugh at them. You should have seen these guys skulk away. I mean, just tuck their tails between their legs, and just all of a sudden they clammed up and didn't say anything because I was laughing at them. And so when they start to tell us about being patriotic and we're not patriotic, yes, we are patriotic. The difference between us and them is that we're not blindly patriotic. We're patriotic with some intelligence behind it.
Yeah, I think we understand the workings of what this country is supposed to be about and the fact that you're supposed to question your government, because without questioning your government, then you don't have the proper checks and balances in the operation. And that's what's wrong with the government right now. Is that there is no checks and balances because there's no oversight by Congress because there's no questioning.
Right. And I asked Bill Winter the other day, he came out to my Union Hall, what he was going to do, you know, regarding USA Patriot Act. And he said, yeah, maybe go in and with a fine-tooth comb, pick out the few nuggets that are worthwhile and scrap the rest of it entirely. So, I don't know. I think it's time to start ridiculing these people and laughing at them. And the reason that I say that, they've been embarrassing us and been throwing mud at us for year after year after year, and the only thing that I found that works is to laugh at them. And I agree with you, you know, we've got to give some money to the political campaigns and get the message out there. We also need to get some feet out there and knock on doors.
The other thing is, you know what I'm really tired of, and I do it too. I do it too, and we've got to stop doing it. We blame everything on Bush, but you know what? Part of this is our responsibility. Part of this is our fault. Part of this has to do with us, that we have got to reach down inside of ourselves, and we have got to pull up everything we've got, and we have got to make the stretch to make the final mile to be able to get people like Bill Winter and others in office. We have got to put our backs against the wall. We have got to get serious about this, and we have to get involved. And this is just something that, I can't stress this enough. And I realize, and I've said this on the air, but I realize that, look, we all lead busy lives. You know, we all have things going on in our lives. We've all got things going on in our personal lives. We've all got things going on in our professional lives. We've all got these things going on that suck up our time, that suck up our money, but somehow, some way, you got to carve out some degree of time or money or something.
And one of the suggestions that I have in that area is go to Molly Collum's website, go to winterforcongress.org,
yep,
and volunteer to throw a barbecue. You know, hey, you got lives, so do your neighbors. Invite some of your neighbors and say, hey, I got a political candidate. I'd like you to come over to my house on Saturday and meet them. And invite a half a dozen people,
yeah,
maybe a dozen people, and bring these people into your backyard to meet these candidates in a very comfortable atmosphere so that they know where these people stand.
I got to tell you, Molly Cullum is one of my favorite people.
She is just a
great, smart woman. She will make a great elected official, and in that House district, and I believe it, what is it, 34, I think it is?
36,
I think is Molly, yeah. You know, for 36, I mean, if you live in 36, man, get out there and vote for Molly Cullum, because Molly Cullum is it. She's the bomb, and she's just great.
Have you ever heard Morgan Carroll speak?
Of course, yeah. I gave money to Morgan Carroll's reelection campaign as well.
Talk about brain food. I mean, just delicious to listen to. It's almost like...
She's another one.
Steak and lobster.
Yep, Morgan Carroll's another one. I mean, Joe Rice is another one. I mean, there's so many out there running that are such good people. We have so many good candidates. There's so much reason to feel so much optimism for November. And we just have got to make it happen. Larry, thanks, man.
I interviewed Joe Rice the other day, and he said, we do have universal health care. It's called the ER. We need to get rid of that.
I know.
And Joe, just brilliant, man.
Yep, Joe's good people. Larry, take care, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Yeah, we got good candidates out there running. We really do. Bill Ritter, fantastic guy. Going to make a great governor, you know, And Bill Owens, you can, you know, pull this special session BS all you want. But it's not going to take the spotlight off the fact that Bob Beaupre has no plans for this state. That I don't think anybody can call me up and tell me what Bob Beaupre plans to do. That he admits in the newspaper, that he admitted in the Denver Post a couple of Sundays ago, that you won't know what a Bob Beaupre governorship looks like until after you've elected him. I'm not electing somebody on that basis. I'm not electing somebody on that basis at all. So we don't have Shoot Me With Your Love Gun by Rick James. How come we don't have that in there? What a great song. I can't believe we don't have that. There's so much stuff we don't have. We don't have any Graham Parsons either. What do we have, like one song with Emmylou Harris? What do we have, Love Hurts, I think? That's it? You know what is a great song by Graham Parsons? Ooh, Las Vegas. But we don't have that in there. I gotta bring in some Graham Parsons for us to play. You know what? I really do. I really got to bring in some Graham, and I'm going to do it next week. I'm definitely going to do it. All right, open phones continues. Next hour, last hour, stand by. We're going to hear from you. We want to hear your calls.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. An unprecedented debate over the Iraq War has come to an end on Capitol Hill. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Wrapping up the two-day debate, the House is voting right now on a Republican resolution to say there should be no timetable to withdraw from Iraq. Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich says that's exactly what there should be.
Our soldiers are sitting ducks in a shooting gallery. If we really cared about them, we'd bring them home.
A position sharply attacked by North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry.
They're advocating a policy called cut and run. They're advocating a policy of waving the white flag to our enemies.
Republican leaders did not allow amendments or alternatives to their Iraq resolution. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Despite a new government security crackdown, there has been more bloodshed in Iraq today. A mortar attack has killed at least three people in Baghdad. A short time before, a suicide bomber struck at a mosque in the capital, leaving at least 10 dead. CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan.
This is really one of the more serious attacks since this crackdown went into place. And a lot of security officials here are saying there simply isn't much more you can do besides shutting down all the streets on some of the most vulnerable days here in Baghdad. Doing much more than that is almost impossible.
Not in my backyard. The campaign to keep convicted sex offenders out of the neighborhood has gone online. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Buying a house used to be simple.
Termites are no longer the biggest issue when it comes to buying a home.
But now Taylor Goodman says it's sex offenders. His website, blockwatcher.com, has just gone online, listing homes where there are no registered offenders within a half-mile radius. It's not foolproof.
Number one, we're only as good as the information that government collects.
And Goodman says many registered offenders simply provide the wrong information. He says a lot of real estate companies don't want controversy and are wary of listing with his site. He's hoping that'll change.
Family needs to know this information.
Peter King, CBS News.
Former President Bill Clinton will be on hand this evening in Littleton, Colorado for the groundbreaking of a memorial to the 12 students and one teacher killed in Columbine High. 7 years ago. CBS's Lee Frank.
Among reasons it's taken 7 years since the Columbine shootings to raise enough money for a permanent memorial, a lengthy design process that led to an overly expensive monument now scaled back, and by the time organizers agreed on a plan to show donors, the nation's attention had turned to other tragedies, such as the 9/11 attacks and Hurricane Katrina.
No more live lobsters at Whole Foods Market, the Texas-based natural foods grocery chain. The company's made the decision because it believes the traditional method of cooking lobsters, by dropping them live into boiling water, is inhumane. Bravo, says animal rights activist Dr. Elliot Katz.
Whole Foods is basically sending a message that if as a corporation or as a business, you can avoid cruelty and minimize pain and suffering, then why not?
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 16 points and the NASDAQ off 19. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. And right now, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale of the year, with Michelin tires at the lowest prices of the season. If you're going places this summer, make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LN7806.
Hey, I'm Tom, and today's my ninth day with Prilosec OTC. Because of frequent heartburn, I couldn't even enjoy my kids' games. But with Prilosec OTC, that's all changed. Now, when my daughter's soccer team takes on the Wolverines, I'm there yelling. She really hates that. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
60 Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, so as I'm saying, that roulette wheel and prim really pays off. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know we were on the air. It's 9:06, 6 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600, 1 week away from my vacation. Savior. Where is Big Head Todd today? We miss him. We miss him when he's not on the show. He'll be back on Wednesday. We don't have any idea what he's doing today, though. He's out doing rock and roll stuff, he told me.
Confidential rock and roll stuff.
Confidential rock and roll stuff. My sometimes partner, Big Head Todd. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. All right, it's but don't forget, they'll be at the Paramount Theater for New Year's Eve. And I don't know when tickets for that go on sale. I think that's in September that they go on sale. But anyway, that's where Mary and I and Turk and Stacy. And what about Amelia? Is Amelia around? John? Can Amelia hear us? Amelia's off doing something else. We'll ask Amelia if she's going to... Remind me at 9:30 to ask her if she wants to go to New Year's at the Paramount with us. Because I got to remember. Or when you get her, when you can get her attention. All right, let's get back on the phones here. And a lot of people waiting, and I appreciate you doing it. And let me go to Courtney in Johnstown. Courtney, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Courtney.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm fantastic today. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. It's a very nice day. It's going to be nice and cool today, too.
Yeah, finally. I heard a wonderful joke that I really think you're going to appreciate.
Is it clean?
It is.
Okay, good.
All right. There's a little boy, and he's standing on the corner by the White House, and he has a box of puppies. And President Bush comes jogging by, and he stops, and he says, "Oh, those are cute. What kind of puppies are those?" And the little boy says, "They're Republican." And President Bush is like, "Yeah, that's awesome." The next week, President Bush is jogging by again, only this time he's with Dick Cheney, and he says, "Oh, you got to see this. Hold on." So they stop, and he's like, "Hey, what kind of dogs are those?" And the little boy says, "Oh, they're Democrats." And President Bush is like, no, last week you told me they were Republican. And the little boy says, "Yeah, but that was last week when their eyes were still closed."
That is good.
I thought that would bring a good
laugh
to your day.
It does. That is. That's great. Courtney, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Not bad. Let's go to Steven's Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, good. You know, I think the Republicans are playing right into our hands on this. They've always said that they want the midterms to be about local elections, and we've always said we want them to be about Bush.
Right.
They're making it about Bush. So, all right, let's have that argument.
Yeah, they are. They're making it about Iraq, and I think they're showing, you know, exactly what they are, that they're unimaginative and that they have no plans, and that basically all they can do is making derogatory comments towards their opposition.
Yeah, I think Murtha is the perfect guy to lead the charge, and here's why. You know, he's a former Marine, and he's crusty enough to get away with saying some outrageous stuff. So he needs to get up there and say, this is not about cutting and running. This is about cutting our losses.
Well, he yesterday, some congressman, I believe it's some congressman from Alabama, can't think of the guy's name, but Murtha put him down. Murtha put him down pretty good.
Yeah, well, and then to put Karl Rove down, Murtha should say, and I've got a personal message for Karl Rove. I heard him challenging my patriotism and my courage up there at that Republican fundraiser in New Hampshire, and I'm not going to sit here while some mamby-pamby, draft-dodging college Republican challenges me. He won't do it to my face because he was too chicken to fight in Vietnam. He's too chicken to say that to my face because he knows that this old Marine would kick his butt.
Yeah. I'd like to hear him say that. I would really like to ask John Murtha why it is he doesn't answer Karl Rove. Probably because he doesn't feel Rove is important enough.
Well, Rove is driving the train. He's the most important one over there right now.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe he just doesn't want to lower himself. I don't know why he doesn't answer back on him. I certainly would shoot back on him. I know Kerry did. Kerry shot back. I think he should
threaten to kick his butt. Because I think that
you don't want to do that.
Yes, I do.
You might want to do it, but I don't think Murtha wants to do it. I think Murtha's above that kind of behavior.
He's a Marine. Always a Marine.
He's above that behavior.
No, I think he could get away with it. Like I said, he's old enough and crusty enough where he could say some outrageous stuff.
I think he should verbally fire back. There's no question. I thought you meant physically kick his butt.
No, but he should say that. He should say, Karl Rove won't challenge me to my face.
I think he should just ask Rove where he was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say, we know where I was. I mean, everybody knows where I was when the shots were fired. Where were you?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I mean, There's nothing wrong with people who opposed the war in Vietnam. Many of us did.
Roe didn't oppose it. Roe was in support of the war. He just chose not to go.
Yeah, like that's Cheney. Right. Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah.
He's a yellow elephant.
Yeah, Cheney,
that's
who?
What I call him.
Yeah, Cheney, who had more important things to do.
Other priorities.
Stay with Roe. Yeah.
Stay with Roe.
I agree, man. I'm with you 100%. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Why are guys like that, like Karl Rove and people like that? Why are they the ones who never serve? Why are they the ones that always want to be the first to go to war? What is that about? That they always want to question other people's patriotism. You know, when they haven't fought themselves. What drives that? I mean, I wouldn't dare say that to somebody. Even if I disagreed with them. You know, I got some Vietnam veteran who called up and disagreed with me. I mean, I wouldn't say to him, well, I question what kind of an American you are. I just wouldn't do it. There's no need for that. It's not a legitimate way to conduct a debate. It just isn't. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Okay, great. I get this funny feeling. I wanted to run it by you and see if I'm just paranoid and maybe give me somewhat of a reality check. I see all the Wall Street folks with the big, big money, nothing like us little guys, sort of holding down the markets here for the last few years and thinking that their time in this thing to sort of pump in, billions and billions of dollars so that the markets are all going up in November and then maybe even for the next couple years, creating this atmosphere where people are going to tend to be a little more laissez-faire, lackadaisical, and say, oh, well, my IRA, my retirement fund's going up, I'm happy. Maybe the Republicans are doing a good job here, when I'm pretty sure so much of it is manipulation. How can we get... If that's the case, if that ends up happening, I'm worried about losing a significant percentage of people that might vote that'll fall back into complacency.
Well, I think some people might feel that way, but I think that this election in November, unless I'm wrong, this election in November is going to be about Iraq, and they can't control Iraq. No one can control Iraq.
Right.
This administration can't control what goes on the ground in Iraq, and that's what it's going to be. That's what this thing is going to be. It's going to be about that. It's going to be about gas prices. It's going to be about health care. It's going to be about education.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to be about what's going on Wall Street.
I hope you're right. I'm just waiting for the day when we can sort of look at the country.
Yeah, but look what the majority of the country is angry about. The majority of the country is angry about Iraq.
Well, I just hope they stay like that. And when the media takes all their away from Iraq or tries to do it, and everyone's focusing on how much money they're making.
Well, I don't think what's going on Wall Street will play into it. I think it's more about Iraq than anything else, Mike.
Well, just keep that in mind, and if you see that starting to happen, call it what you call it.
All right, we'll do. We're beginning
You're
to lose
great
you.
Job.
All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Corey in Watkins. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I have to tell you, though, I went and saw An Inconvenient Truth last night.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yes, I absolutely loved it for a lot of reasons, but two main ones. You just made a comment about the country's mad about Iraq. Well, I guarantee if everybody went and saw this film, they'd be mad about the environment.
Well, I'm sure they will be mad about the environment.
They would. They'd be mad about the lack of anything being done by this administration. Not that this administration does much of anything, in my opinion, but... I also like the fact that it actually put Al Gore in a light that he deserved, because that man has taken a lot of heat for a lot of things, but no one really knows until you see this film what that man has done and what lengths he's gone to provide knowledge to not just the United States, but to the world about the problems that are facing all of us, not just the United States. But the one thing the film did point out was that the U.S. is a huge contributor to this problem.
Well, I know we are, and you know what? I'm hoping. I said it earlier. I said it during the 6 o'clock hour, and I said it some during the 7 o'clock hour too. I hope Al Gore runs.
I do, Jay, because honestly, after watching this film, he is a magnificent man, And I'll tell you, he's more magnificent than that man in D.C. right now by far.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, I really hope he runs. And I think that there are a lot of people who feel like I do that and feel like you do, that the hope that Al Gore seeks the nomination. He hasn't said definitely that he's not going to.
Right.
He says right now he has no interest in it, but 2008 is a long way away.
Well, he sure found a great niche after his defeat. And he took it and he made it a powerful, powerful thing for him and for all of us. I really believe that. And you know what? You don't have to be a Democrat or Republican or independent. You can be anything and go see this film and not be offended politically.
Right. I plan to see it on my vacation.
Right. Well, please do, because honestly, Jay, he doesn't go over the top. He's not using shock value. He is not talking over your head. He has a PowerPoint presentation that clearly illustrates what is going on. And it's not hard to believe, and it's not hard to make sense of.
I think everybody should go see it.
They should, Jay. I really, really encourage anybody who cares about our world and the people who live in it to see this film.
I agree 100%. Corey, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay, for all that you do, and keep on rocking, brother.
Appreciate it, bro. Take
care. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I plan to go see Inconvenient Truth, Mary and I do, during on our vacation when we generally see, you know, have a tendency to see a lot of movies. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yes, they have movie theaters in Las Vegas. Two lines open.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
75 years old and have moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-700-1785. That's 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
B-52s. You know, I'm not really that familiar with the B-52s music. What's their other big hit?
Well, they've been around forever. I mean, they started with kind of like the when punk, before end of punk, beginning of new wave kind of era. And then they have some of that new stuff. I mean, their new stuff is kind of lame. I like their older stuff.
No, but they had one really, really big hit.
Rome?
No.
Rome if you want to?
No.
Trying to think, I'll dig through the catalog and see what I find.
And the reason I ask that is because I had gone to that Molly Oakey night, Molly Cullum, and Mary and I and Danny Newsom were sitting there, and they were playing a song, and Danny Newsom asked me who it was, and I said, I think it's the B-52s.
Well, if it was karaoke, I bet it had to be Love Shack.
It was Love Shack. That's what it was. It was Love Shack. Okay.
That's the newer B-52 stuff. Not any good.
Why? I kind of like Love Shack. Oh, so Turk gives it the thumbs down. All right. Well, you know what? I mean, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, I'm not saying it's like I would listen to it every single day, but I mean, you know, but I don't mind it. I don't mind Love Shack. All right, let's get back on the phones. John in Louisville has got something to say about Karl Rove, and I want to see what he has to say about it. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, John, now I got you. You got you clear.
Okay, good. I just wrote down three things over the last couple of days I heard three separate callers mention.
Okay.
I just wanted to make quick comments on them. I'm not trying to say that they're wrong or anything. One, there was a lady called yesterday who said her brother-in-law spent 8 years trying to get a green card or citizenship here or whatnot.
Right.
I definitely believe that that happened to her brother-in-law, but just from my perspective, I lived in Japan for 3 years, and in April of 94, I got married, and by October, my wife was legally able to come here with a green card. So that only took 6 months, so I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe there's a difference between a green card and citizenship.
So she was talking about citizenship?
Yeah, she was talking about citizenship, not green card.
Okay, my bad. I was driving at the time and probably just misread that.
Well,
I got
no harm.
Okay, a couple other comments. One of the callers, I think two callers ago, a gentleman mentioned that he thought John Murtha should call out Karl Rove, and, you know, and he used the word threat and whatnot. And, you know, down deep, I feel he should do the same thing, although I just wanted to comment that, you know, we can't threaten. Threatening is illegal in this country, you know, as well as fighting. And in spite of the fact that Mr. Murtha might have been a Marine, you know, when you get back into civilized society, you can't even say, I'm going to kick your butt. So, you know, I just thought maybe some of the rhetoric should be toned down a little bit. I mean,
well, you know, my feeling about it is, I mean, did you ever see the movie? Oh, now I can't think of the name of it. What's wrong with me? I'm getting old. You know, with George Clooney about the McCarthy years.
Oh yeah, the one that was just got an award, Academy Award, right?
Yeah, come on, you can't think of the title either, can you?
I can't. But I know what you're talking about.
Okay, but there's, you know, but there's this, if you watch any documentary on McCarthy, there's this period during the hearings where the attorney, where Robert Welch, I believe is his name, says during the Army McCarthy hearings, he says to McCarthy, he says, you know, sir, have you no sense of decency? I mean, I think there's a time, you know, we've been taking it on the chin from these people for a long, long time. And I think there comes a time where you got to stand up and you got to say, you know, have you no sense of decency? Because I don't see America's foreign policy role the same way you see America's foreign policy role. Because I don't agree with the way you see things. That doesn't make me any less patriotic than it does you. It doesn't mean that I'm for cutting and running, which is what you're trying to characterize it as being in your good night and good luck was the movie. You know, that you're mischaracterizing my words. I mean, I think it's time that we, as progressives, stand up and start to talk about these things and start to say that these things are not right and that you can't go on and you can't keep conducting yourself like this in a public forum and making these charges and allowing them to go unanswered.
I completely agree with you, and I have a feeling that a lot of times they say these things just so, for example, Fox News can quote them saying it.
But yeah, exactly.
Even necessarily because they completely believe it, but just simply because they want to push their agenda and this...
Right. Exactly. Man, listen, you got it 100%.
Pitiful.
You got it 100%. What you're saying, what you just said right there, is what this is all about. They're hoping that CNN, that MSNBC, that ABC, that CBS, that Fox, that somebody picks up the soundbite and runs it. That's what they want to happen.
Or that it'll make a five-letter headline, because Lord knows that's all that the vast majority of these neocons
read
are the headlines.
You got it, man. And you know what? We have to stand up and we have to answer back so that our part is put on and so that our answer is heard back.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to become warriors. We got to fight, is what I'm saying, and not physically, but I'm saying we got to do it mentally.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, in that sense, we do need to start quote unquote threatening them, but not in a way like you say that again, and I'm going to get you.
No, not that kind of thing. Like, just how dare you?
Exactly.
You know, how dare you, Karl Rove, make those statements when you know something? You know what? You were a draft dodger, basically. And yet you advocated other people go to war and do a job for you that you weren't willing to do yourself.
Sure. And again, for their political agenda, out of the CIA officially, you know. I mean, what kind of person is that?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Exactly. You're 100% right again.
I got one more comment, if you don't mind changing subject.
Sure. It's open phones, anything.
Okay, the last thing is there was a lady who called a little bit ago and mentioned, I think she was a little heated, and it's all fine. I'm not trying to get on her case, but she said, I believe, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, there are no Republicans' kids fighting in this war. I don't think that's the truth. In fact, I think it's quite the opposite. And maybe what she meant is there's no, you know, ultra-rich Republicans' kids fighting in the war, and or any, you know, Republican congressmen's children fighting in the war. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that a vast majority of the guys over there fighting are Republicans.
That I don't know, but here's what I do know. There are some members of Congress who have immediate family members that are involved in Iraq. There are some members of Congress who do have kids that are there, but by and large, the majority of them do not. And, you know, if this thing is so important and so terrible, why aren't the Bush twins over there?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I understand that as a counter, as an argument, but...
No, it's not a counter. It's a reality. You know, it's the same thing, like, for instance, it's the same thing as Marilyn Manson Musgrave, or Tom Tancredo, or Joel Heffley, or Bill Owens, or any of them coming to us and saying, you know, John, you and Jay got a good idea about this universal health care business, but you know what? It'll never work. Then, you know what, we turn around to them and say, fine, okay, you know what, if we can't have it, then you can't have it either, and that you need to get off the taxpayer-paid dole, and what you need to do is you need to go out and get yourself in an insurance pool like the rest of us using your own money.
Oh, no, Jay, that's not what I meant.
You know, and that's all I'm saying. I mean, that's just, what I'm saying is there's this huge double standard going on here, and it's time for the double standard to end. And you know, what is the commitment of the Bush family to this struggle? I don't see it as being much, and I don't see the government as a whole asking this country much in the way of sacrifice. And I think it's just too easy to send other people's kids off to die.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think one of our biggest weapons is the truth. However, the fact is every time we bring up the truth, they change the subject or make it personal or, you know, threaten us or call us, a flip-flopper or whatever. I mean, we got to somehow get the media outlets to allow us, you know, to call them out when they do that and say, no,
well,
answer the question.
Media, Media, you know, Media Matters for America does that, and then what they do is they give you an email address where you can write the media outlet in a courteous, in a kind, courteous way, asking them why, for instance, you know, they allowed Ann Coulter on there and gave her a free pass, or why they allowed so-and-so to say so-and-so. And the other thing is we just have to answer. We just have to, when they change the topic, we change it right back again.
You know, along those lines, this is my last comment, and I got to get going to do some things, and I appreciate your time, Jay, but, you know, the presidential debates are an example of that. Why is it that the question is never answered in a presidential debate by either party? I don't get it.
Because nobody forces them to do it.
Yeah, and that seems stupid. You're asked one question and you answer another. It's just like, why bother even asking the question? Just have them make speeches and counter each other. It irritates me, and that's how the media networks work with any sort of interview. And
they don't press. I mean, there's examples after examples after examples after examples where they don't press, where they don't press in on the person and say, wait a minute. You know, I mean, they'll do it occasionally. They'll do it every once in a while. As a matter of fact, Wolf Blitzer got stung by Nancy Pelosi the other day because Pelosi read Wolf Blitzer a quote by Steny Hoyer that was 7 to 8 months old, and Nancy Pelosi pointed it out that he had his research wrong. But you know, you're right. It doesn't happen. The media is not critical and does not follow up and does not press. And that's one of the reasons why Media Matters for America exists. Hey, John, have a great weekend and call me again.
You too, thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Great call. You know, we got nothing but great listeners and great callers, even the ones who think I'm an idiot and who call up here and disagree with me. I still love you anyway. And the ones who send me nasty emails, I still dig you anyway because I'm glad you're out there. We're going to talk to Kate coming up next in Longmont. She wants to talk about the Supreme Court decision yesterday, which I find to be extremely, which I find to be extremely scary, the Supreme Court decision yesterday, and also about robocalls, that the Trailhead Group is out doing it again, that they're out doing it again with these robocalls, and we've just got to find a way to counter these robocalls. We really...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
I got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Get a reservation.
This Sunday on NBC, from the producers of The Da Vinci Code, the premiere of this summer's smartest adventure, Treasure Hunters. 10 teams in a global search for a treasure worth millions.
Woo!
Follow the clues.
The arrow points away.
Unlock the secrets.
I say we're looking for a prism or a sphere.
Crack the code.
Bingo!
And for the first time, solve the puzzle online and win your own treasure. The premiere of Treasure Hunters, 8, 7 Central, NBC Sunday.
What's that, Lassie? Come spend the day under the sun with the one who loves you the most, your pet.
Coe's BMW presents the first annual Petapalooza Free Pet Fair, hosted by Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson at Colorado's newest entertainment park, Saturday, June 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your family and pets to enjoy pet vendors, food, and live music from Ben Poo and crew, and headliners the Groove Hogs. Be one of the first 250 and take home a doggy bag filled with goodies. Enter your pet in one of the contests and win Saturday, June 17th at the Thunder Mountain Amphitheater off I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland.
How about a Joseph A. Bank gift card for Dad?
are all luggage, $119. That's all luggage, any size. Regularly $300 to $500, now $119. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatirons Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Warning. Don't miss the Comcast digital cable sale. Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get over 100 channels of quality entertainment. News, sports, movies, special events. With digital cable, you can watch all the hottest shows everyone's talking about. For 5 days only, June 15th through 19th, get all this for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's right, only $19.99 per month for 6 months. And if you call today, installation is free. Plus, this low price includes on-demand. Tons of free shows you can play, pause, or rewind whenever you're ready to watch. Bring home the choice and value of Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand for just $19.99 a month for 6 months with free installation. Don't wait. This 5-day sale ends Monday. Call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST now for this incredible deal on digital cable. Offer expires 6/19/06. After 6 months, regular monthly rate applies. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, little Robert Zimmerman, Bob Dylan.
You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend.
And we'll send this one out to Big Head Todd, wherever he is. Because the Toddster loves, Todd loves Dylan. I love Dylan, too. I was listening to him yesterday. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, 938, 38 minutes past the hour. You have to do a Dylan bootleg series, Turk? It's great, isn't it? It's dynamite.
It is. I mean, Bob Dylan is still the man. I mean, I'd still pay money to go see him play. I would.
Oh, yeah. How about Dylan and Haggard together?
How about when he toured with the Dead? Dylan and the Dead. I was a little before my time. I was a little young. I think I was like in middle school. But, man, would that have been awesome.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen that. I've only seen Bob Dylan once. And Nashville Skyline, too, is one of my all-time favorite Dylan LPs. And Lay Lady Lay is one of my favorite Dylan tunes. Do we have that in there? Do we have Lay Lady Lay in there? Let me have a little taste of it. But you can't give me a taste of it now? Here it is. Isn't this great? This is after he had his motorcycle accident, supposedly, and he got real, like, soft.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big friend's bed.
Isn't that great?
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big friend's bed.
You rock, Bob.
Whatever colors you have in your mind.
All right, it's 9:40, 20 minutes in front of 10. Before we go to Kat, check this out. Following the controversy created by her new book, a listener sent this to us, following a controversy created by her new book, Godless, the Church of Liberalism and Culture, has stirred up new outrage with a comment about outspoken anti-Iraq war congressman John Murtha in an email interview with John Hawkins at the right-wing news website. Coulter was asked for comments on several prominent individuals. When the name of the Pennsylvania Democrat and ex-Marine Murtha came up, Coulter remarked, "The reason soldiers invented fragging." Fragging became a familiar term during the Vietnam War and refers to soldiers trying to kill their own officers. The comments drew a sharp rebuke from conservative Mike Kerpinski, who called it disgusting, according to editor and publisher. Boy, Ann Coulter is just a disgusting human being. All right, let's go to Kat, who's been hanging on. Kat in Longmont, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How
Hi,
are
Kat.
You?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I guess I'm okay. It's a new day in the Gulag Americano.
It's a great day in Colorado. It's a beautiful day.
It is, and we may get some rain today. That's a good thing.
Yes,
but,
it is.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court decision yesterday, because while Democrats were making those very eloquent speeches about setting a timetable for a withdrawal from Iraq, there was an equally eloquent argument going on in the Supreme Court with Justice Breyer asking, why are we going to roll back 90 years of established law and 300 years of common law?
I agree.
It is now legal for the police to break into your home. They have to still have to have a warrant, but they can come in. They don't have to announce themselves. They don't have to knock. And it appears that they can do whatever they want to your property. They can steal it. They can destroy it. They can do anything.
You know, it's fascism.
It is fascism.
It's police state. It's so wrong. But, you know, this is what we get when we get people on the court like Samuel Alito.
Exactly. And it was Alito who wrote the thing.
Yeah.
He was the guy who led the charge. And where did this come from? I mean, this I consider myself pretty well informed. I read the paper. I listen to the news. I listen to the news several times a day. And this just came out of nowhere for
well,
me.
Well, this case has been working its way for a long time. Yeah, it sure has. And this was on the docket and had been argued before. And I knew that it was going on because I forget where I saw it. I might have saw it in here. You know, I see things here in the mornings at like 4:30 in the morning. And, you know, given any four-hour day here on the radio, you can't cover everything that comes down. And I remember seeing it and being disturbed by it and thinking to myself, they're going to roll this back. They're going to roll it back. And sure enough, because there's Alito, they did it. And you know what? It shows what happens when you don't have somebody like Sandra Day O'Connor on the court.
That's right. I guess any rational thinking American would think, oh, this is a joke. They're not really going to vote for this.
I would love to get the Republicans with that libertarian streak that they have, and there's some Republicans out there with libertarian streaks, and I'd love to ask them what they think about all this.
Yeah, hey, how's that smaller government working for you?
Yeah, really, yeah. Exactly. I'd love to see what they have to say about it.
Well, the other thing is I wanted to let you know, and you're probably already aware, that the Trailhead Group is at it again. I came home from teaching my ESL class last night to the Trailhead Group's message on my machine about Bill Ritter. They're going after Bill Ritter and the immigration issue. And now Turk asked me if I could play it, and I didn't. I can't talk on the phone from this set and play the message, but I discovered I can talk on a phone from a different set and play the message.
You want to try it so we can hear it?
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Hello, this is Kelly with the Trailhead Group, calling about gubernatorial candidate Bill Ritter and his position on immigration. Today, the Rocky Mountain News reports that Bill Ritter opposes a ballot initiative to prohibit illegal immigrants from receiving in-state tuition and welfare benefits. Please call Bill Ritter right away and urge him to change his position on this issue. Call him at 303-534-0660 and tell him not to support in-state tuition and welfare benefits for illegal immigrants. This message is not associated with any candidate or committee.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're taking this ballot initiative, which is clearly misguided, solves nothing, and they're using it to, you know, for political gain. And there goes the Trailhead Group again.
Exactly. And I think it comes down to a consumer issue. I don't want these people invading my privacy because I don't believe that they are a true nonprofit. Now, wasn't somebody trying to investigate these folks to find out who was really behind
them? Yeah, the Democratic Party was, and there are, and they do have a list. The Democratic Party does have a list of people who are behind the Trailhead Group. Bill Owens is one person, and then Pete Kors is another, and then there are some other ones that are out there that are involved in it as well. But the Attorney General, John Southers, says he's not going to look at it.
Well, of
course
not.
And, you know, local district attorneys have said they're not going to look at it. To me, here's what I think we should do. And I haven't heard from the Democratic Party because robocalling is a matter of software for computers. And I've offered to buy the software or a robocall machine for the Democratic Party. Pat Walker, somebody associated with Pat, I'm waiting for somebody to call me. I got an email message from somebody working over there, but he never got back to me again about it. I would most certainly happily buy. I don't care how much I'd have to, even if I had to go take out a small business loan or a small loan of some sort, I would buy the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado a robocall machine because you know what? We need to start making our own robocalls.
I suppose. I just find any kind of unsolicited call like that so offensive anyway.
I do, too. But you know what? I mean, listen, you know what? to the Trailhead Group, to Bill Owens, to the Republicans.
Yeah.
You want to play this game? Fine. Okay, we can play it too. I mean, it's time that we started doing the same. You know what? It's time that we start. We got to be warriors. We got to stand up to these people.
Well, I totally agree. And maybe the very first Democratic robocall should be, do you really want to know who the Trailhead Group is? Here's who they are.
Yeah, exactly. Call the Trailhead Group and tell them to stop their smearing of Bill Ritter.
Yeah. Just stop the smearing of candidates with either false information or incomplete information.
Yeah, I think everybody should take time out to call the Republican Party of Colorado and tell them to lean on the Trailhead Group to stop the smear campaign.
I agree. To me, it's just chicken. It's just those politicians who are behind this anti-immigration bill don't have the guts to stand up and say it themselves. Are going to hide behind these little robocalls. We're not affiliated with any political party, she said.
Well, that's true. They're not, because they're a 527.
Yeah.
And, boy, that's a whole other discussion. Thanks, Kat.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
All right, Jay. Bye.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. I mean it. If there's anybody from the Democratic Party listening, Pat Walk, I know you're out there driving around listening to us. I mean, I'm serious, man. I will buy the Democratic Party a robo-machine. I will sell whatever I have to get the money to buy a robo-machine. We need a robo-machine. We need to start making our own robo-calls. This robo-call thing from the Trailhead Group, which is a smear against Bill Ritter, is wrong, and we should hold them accountable for it, and we should start fighting fire with fire. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going to tell you where I'm coming from. I'm sick and tired of laying down time and time again and getting run over. I'm tired of it. You know what? Let's get on our feet and let's fight. Let's fight. You know what? You want a battle in November?
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Your child's individual needs. Don't wait to make a difference. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan than to any other tutor. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
Clinical research of an investigational medical device for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease is underway in the Denver area. Men and women aged 18 to 75 who have been diagnosed with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease may be eligible to participate if they're intolerant or non-responsive to standard therapies. For more information, please call 303-940-0909. 303-940-0909.
Meet Scott and Judy, two local business owners.
Building my construction business has been a real adventure. A bit scary at times, but definitely worth the trip.
I'm proud that my health clinic has helped lots of people, but sometimes it's me that needs a little help with my business.
Scott and Judy want what's best for their businesses, so it's only natural that they surround themselves with people who care as much as they do. That's why business owners like them want Citywide Banks at their side. For more than 40 years, we have helped local businesses like yours by listening to you and providing the financial tools and advice you need when you need them. Ask any of our business clients and they'll tell you Citywide Banks has been there for them every step of the way. They'll also tell you we're the first in line to shake their hand when it's time to celebrate.
Citywide Banks really cares about my clinic, and that's why they're the right bank for my business.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado, and I want to make shopping for tires easy for you, folks. Go out, check the competition online, check out DiscountTire.com, check out Walmart, check out Sears, then come visit Aspen Tire. At Aspen Tire, our lowest price is always right there in the computer. We have the best price and the best customer service, and not only are we on Tom Martino's referral list, we run the automotive division for them. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUT.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Jay Marvin House of Musical Memories.
Get a shiver in the dark.
But I can't think of who this is.
In the park, meantime.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Sound of the river,
Dire Straits, that's right, okay. 9:52, Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Getting ready to go into the weekend. High today should be 76. It's going to be nice. I'm going to drive around today with my top down. If it doesn't rain on my skull. 1 week away from vacation. We'll do the Schultz Show on Tuesday, by the way, so we'll be on the radio twice. And then there's a whole host of good people that are going to sit in for me, including Ed Schultz, the week I'm gone. And David Sirota will be here, Aaron Hart, Darren McKee. So there's going to be a bunch of people that will be here. Let's go to Paul, who's been hanging on at Fort Collins. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
Hey, Paul. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad at all, thanks. It's a beautiful day up here.
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, I was just calling. I actually sent you an email this morning. There's a thing going on this weekend here in Fort Collins called Pride in the Park. Last year they had about 800 people come out, and the Larimer County Dams are setting up a booth. And I'm actually a volunteer Pachonian, and we're going to be set up there as well.
You know, oh, great.
And flyers, and we're going to have bumper stickers and, you know, everything we can do to get the word out for Angie and her campaign. And I know that you talked to her a lot, and you and Angie are friends. I just wanted to make sure that you knew it was going on this weekend.
Well, I'm glad you got on there. All right, so if you're around the area, where do people go out there around that area?
It is Library Park in Fort Collins. Our main library is downtown, just southeast of Old Town. And there's a park right around there. The Fort Collins Museum is right as well. And that's where we're going to be this year. And so you need to go out and look for the Larimer County Dems. We're going to be working there. We're going to have people there from about, I think it starts at 11 o'clock.
All right, and that's Saturday?
Tomorrow.
All right, man. You know what? If I got time, if I can get up that way, I may fall by and say hello.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on. Like I said, Jay, if you get a chance, check out that link I sent you. There's, you
okay.
know, there's drinks, bands, all kinds of stuff. It's going on from 11 to 8 tomorrow.
All right, man. If I get a chance, I may fall by and, you know how much I love Angie, and I just gave her some more campaign money, so.
That's fantastic, and you know, we're doing all we can up here for her. We're getting out the word. We're researching. We're doing everything we can because we've got to get Maryland out of there.
Yep, I agree. I agree, man. All right, hopefully see you tomorrow.
All right, Jay, we'll hopefully see you tomorrow.
Okay, man, see ya.
All right, bye-bye.
Let's go to Chad in Golden. Chad, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you? Well, you know, that's a rhetorical question. You answered it like 15 minutes this morning.
So. Doesn't make any difference. It's natural conversation.
It's natural conversation, absolutely. Hey, so I'm a registered Republican, so I get those stupid annoying calls, and I hate them. You know, I wanted to let you know that there are online software systems that you subscribe to that allow you to do this, and you don't have to buy any machines. We use it for, I'm a magician here in Denver, and we use it for, like, the magician club to call all the members when we have
really
magicians and things like that. Yeah, and it's not very expensive. And, you
well,
know,
where do I get the phone numbers, though, to call?
Well, you know, I think you would get those from, like, InfoUSA or one of those types of things, because they all have all that information. I can't imagine that, you know, the DNC or somebody doesn't have all that information in a database. Doesn't that seem crazy that they wouldn't have that information?
Well, you know what? I've never asked them. I've never really asked them about it.
I mean, I would think if the Republicans have it, then why wouldn't the Democrats? I mean, it's not like everybody's that disorganized.
No, I'm sure they've got it. And I got an email from a guy over there who talked about the software you're talking about.
Right.
And quoted me a price, and I said to him, I sent him an email back and said, here, call my house, this is my number, let's talk about this, I'm more than willing to buy it, And let's get a robocall system going, and I'll record the robocalls.
And since you kind of speak for that side, and I have to say that with my party affiliation, I drift. I support a lot of things that you guys do, and I support a lot of things you say. I think you have a lot of clear thoughts on things. I think sometimes you're a little off base, but
we're all off base a little bit sometimes.
Exactly, and that's what I love about this, and that's what I love about your show, and that's the reason that me as a conservative listens to your show instead of the other lady. It's just because you're not crazy.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I try not to be. I can be a little nuts, but I try to keep it under control.
Oh, no, you lose it every now and then. But that's part of the charm of your show.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'll email you the software companies that we use.
Okay.
Because it's just, it is. They should be doing it. Absolutely.
Absolutely, man.
They should do the same thing.
And you know what? And you better be voting for Bill Ritter, pal.
You know, I like Ritter. I got to do a little. I'm a very informed voter. I mean, I read a lot of stuff.
Well, read up on him. He's a good man.
He does seem like a good guy. I like to try to meet all the candidates when I can, but I didn't. There's not a chance I'd vote for Bill Prey because he just doesn't have anything to say.
No, he really doesn't.
And I'm not being. I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. A liberal pretending to be a conservative. I really am a conservative.
No, I get emails from Republicans all the time who are not happy with their own party.
I'm not necessarily unhappy with the party. I just think that, one of the things that I like and the reason, and I'm sure you probably have to go soon, but the reason that I'm affiliated with that is that there is an organization and there is a statement, and although I disagree with the way, way, way right people, and my brother's really left, so we have great debates, which is what's great because we balance each other. And he brings me around sometimes, because sometimes I'm way off base.
Well,
and like I said, sometimes I think he is.
You're miles ahead of a lot of people. At least you got an open mind. You're right. I got to run. Listen, send me that email information, would you please?
All right. Well, I love your show.
All right. Thanks, Chad. Hope to talk to you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's it for today. The weekend is here. Enjoy the weekend. And I'll tell you what. We'll get together on Monday morning, bright and early, starting at 6 a.m., okay? And Al Franken is next. And I hope you have yourselves a great weekend.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just $1 a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Learn more about them and how you could find yours.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class.